gone up.
Now you've gone too far, man.
You said it, man.
Oh, yeah, how about that Aunt Esther?
Opie?
Shut up.
Come here, heathen. Oh, man.
Well, let's change the subject and talk about Stephen Lynch.
I could never squeeze out syrup out of that Aunt Jemima bottle without thinking, wow, what a hot babe. Yeah. I'd lose my syrup.
Oh, man. Well, you heard it here, folks. Opie, hots for Florida from Good Times. Stole the Playboy. That Playboy I never saw, but I guess it's in Opie's personal collection. The one with Florida.
James, I'm naked in Playboy.
All right. Oh,
son of a...
look at the picture we got of on the wall. Check this out.
James!
Oh, man.
There she is. It's the roll.
Wow.
She is truly dynamite.
Yeah, look at that. Yeah.
That's chocolate thunder.
Oh, it just sucks when you put your foot in your mouth on this show, you know?
What was Hugh Hefner thinking that month, huh?
I don't know. He was on the crank.
All right.
It was after the stroke.
Get me Estimol!
I am trying to change the subject here so bad. Because this could go on for another 3 weeks.
James!
Here's the picture, Opie. Are you feeling that tingle? Yeah. Here it is, though.
Time to be a freak. Not getting hassled. Not getting hustled. Keeping head above water.
Opie loves mama. Dino mine.
Good times. Music credit ripoff. Good times. Hanging in a drawing. Hey, we're lucky we caught him.
Yeah. Opie's got good times in his pants.
Woo, James!
Now, JJ, I have company this evening. Opie's coming over.
After James got killed, remember that?
Yeah. She would have liked a guy like you.
Shut up.
You'd have fit good in the projects.
Right. You'd have had to suffer the scrutiny of Michael, the younger brother.
Yes, yes. Remember how angry he was. Right. I don't think Opie would have cut the mustard with his hair and everything.
Mama, why are you dating that white boy? He's very nice. Now, come on. Let Mama go out with Opie. James!
Mama, he's the devil.
Well, he sure is the devil in bed. Wait till I tell Walona what he did to me. You know, of course he can't stack up to James where it counts.
You know, this picking on someone is not that fun after all. I always thought it was fun to pick on people.
Oh, it's a blast. Come on this side.
All right. And welcome to the Opie and Anthony Show. Toll free, 877-692-1027 is our phone number.
Mm-hmm.
I love that bit.
Funny, yeah.
That one goes back a couple of years.
Yes, it does.
Well, here it is, 304.
Yeah.
And, we're not prepared for our show, but we have a good reason today.
We're even less prepared than usual.
Right. We were preparing for our show in our fine office.
Yeah.
When the electricity went out.
In this modern day and age, Opie, of computer technology and our complete reliance on electricity, TVs, computers, we could do nothing. I didn't know what I. It took me 5 minutes before I even let go of the mouse. I was just like, what happened?
This building hates us. We're in a pretty impressive office building.
Yeah,
in the middle of New York City.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. This building is about, what,
40 stories?
Yeah.
And they always have a problem with us. Remember the time we set off the fire alarm?
They weren't too happy with that. I think we were cooking rat that day.
We were cooking rat that day, yes. And
yep.
We set off the fire alarms, and we had to clear a 40-story building.
Yeah, and the fire department came up, and then the building was pissed. They didn't want us cooking anything up here. And now it's taking forever to get a building guy just to come up here, flip the breaker, the one little 15-amp breaker we got for the entire office. It looks like a missile room.
I think
we have so much electronic equipment.
I think they're holding a grudge from the time we set off the fire alarm.
I think so.
The electricity went out about an hour ago, and no luck. And there's things we need from our computers to do this radio show.
It was pretty funny, though, watching Pete Johnson, our crack engineer, walking through the office with Scott Colombo, the computer guy, pointing out all the electronic
equipment
we have in our office and how much electricity they use.
Is Pete going to come into the studio or no? Okay.
Pete Johnson, where is he?
Well, I guess the last straw was getting Stinky a computer.
Yeah, Stinky's been bitching that he doesn't have a computer. He's got to wait for Opie to leave before he hops on Opie's computer. So now he has one.
Yeah, we should explain to everyone. Our office is no more than 15 by 15.
Yeah. Top. Pretty small.
Tops. And there's mm-hmm. five people in there.
Yeah.
And we have made a list of all the electronic equipment we have in our office. The electricity should have went out months ago, man. Oh, you're adding to the list, Ben?
I forgot about the neon sign.
Oh, yeah, the big neon sign.
The old English 800 neon sign. This is all on a breaker that you usually have in your house for, like, your bedroom.
Right.
Or something like that. You even have more amps for your living room than we do for this office.
You should see the outlet they plugged Stinky's computer stuff into.
The one in front of Ben, it looks like those pictures in the safety magazines. Do not do this. There's plugs. There's adapters with like five or six outlets in it plugged into each one, the top and bottom. They call it the octopus.
The octopus.
Yeah.
Rick's down the hall. Rick.
Yeah, hey, guys. I'm here in Pete's nerve center of an office.
Yeah.
And he can't come down right now. He looks like he's fixing some wires, but he has agreed to talk on the phone.
All right.
Here you go, Pete.
Pete's in charge of all the...
Look how long it takes him to just get to a phone.
All the engineering stuff here at the radio station.
Pete Johnson.
Pete. Hello.
Pete.
Hello. Who is this?
You're talking to Opie and Anthony. We're a syndicated radio show.
Oh, you're syndicated now?
That broadcasts right down from your office.
I could be on your show.
And we have no electricity in our office, as you know. When is the electricity coming back so we can do our radio program, Pete?
Well, I did my part of it, you know, and I alerted the building that it was an emergency. So now it's in their hands.
So how long should that take, Pete?
Well, I just put a second call in, and I told them that that it was for a very important air show here, that there was material on the computer that they needed. So
maybe they're polishing the brass rails in the elevator. Maybe they're very busy doing that.
Maybe they're running outside to make sure people don't sit on the sidewalk outside the building.
Or they could be polishing the marble floor for the 18th time today.
Right.
But it's an air show? What, are we did you call this an air show?
Yeah.
We got like fighter planes flying around, Pete.
It's very important to air show.
They're outside the building kicking people off the ledges instead of helping us out with our electricity problem here.
Yeah. Now, Pete, you looked around in the office, right?
Yeah.
You know a little something about electricity. And
right.
Do we have too many appliances in there for the breaker?
Well, I don't know if you consider four refrigerators and six computers and one TV and other accessories.
Well, I got the list. I'm going to go down the list.
Tell us if this is too much for a 15-amp breaker.
Yeah. Why don't I just go down the list? It's a 15 by 15 office with five people living in there. This is what we have in our office at this time. We have six computers, Anthony.
Six computers.
We have a huge boom box so we can crank out our tunes.
Yeah.
Don't have a stereo yet. We're working on that. We have a printer that...
Oh, my God.
How old is that printer, Pete?
It's about 6 years old.
That's it?
Yeah.
No, it looks older than... You know what it looks like? First of all, it's huge. You could get a printer now at home that does more than this printer does, and it would be about the size of a keyboard.
Yeah.
And this thing is gigantic. It takes up so much desk space. It looks like... Remember the Whopper computer in War Games?
Yeah.
Would you like to print a document?
Well, the only thing is I researched the problem, and I think... the straw that broke the camel's back was Earl's computer was part of your power system there.
Right. We figured out the cubicles right outside our office are also on the same breaker, and Earl's computer's on there, too, now.
Yeah, so...
Well, the last straw was giving Stinky a computer, obviously. But what else do we got? We got equipment. What does equipment mean?
There's like a CD player and the shortcuts is hooked up.
All the recording equipment that we use to edit some of the bits from the show. All that stuff.
All right. We have
the neon sign.
Old English.
Old English 800 neon sign that we... Oh, we need that.
A TV, a fan, the Jaeger machine.
The Jaegermeister chilling machine. It's... No, yeah, it had to. It's chills the Jaeger. It's a little compressor device, a refrigeration device. And those things take up a lot of energy. So do the four refrigerators.
and four refrigerators, mostly for our beer.
Right.
So what do you think, Pete? We only have, I think, four outlets in the whole office.
Yeah.
Well, I don't know. I hope they don't. Maybe they're liable to warden off that area there, maybe as being unsafe in this building.
Yeah, I think it's a fire hazard.
Speaking of fire hazards, is it true, Pete, that you're in charge if we have a fire on this floor?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You're like the fire, what do they call that?
The warden, fire warden.
You're the
warden.
Fire warden for this floor.
Right.
Wow, so what happens, let's say a fire breaks out. What do you do?
My thing
Tell
is
us what mobilizes Pete Johnson.
Well, what happens, you're supposed to, before you evacuate the floor, you're supposed to go out by the elevators.
We're burning already by the time Pete does anything.
No, because
I'll be with you in a minute. Burning.
Yeah, if you get all the people going down the fire exits, we're going to be trampling each other. So what they do is they'll evacuate people from different floors at different times.
But what do you have to do personally? All of a sudden the alarm goes off. What do you do?
I make sure...
Stop, drop, and roll.
Make sure everybody's notified. You know, make sure everybody gets out, you know. Make sure that... somebody isn't left behind. Somebody might have fainted, you know.
So you will make your way through the smoke and flames. Pete Johnson. Some woman's laying on the floor dying of smoke inhalation. She looks up. Oh, my God, it's Pete Johnson.
We should make it perfectly clear. Pete's been working at NEW for how many years, Pete?
42.
This may be too much work for you.
You would have to
be responsible for people's lives when the place is going up in flames.
Pete, if someone's unconscious, you're going to pick them up and carry them out?
Yeah, but have you seen the personnel in this place? What are your options in here?
Well,
most of the guys don't know how to tie their shoelaces, so you're going to have them the responsibility?
There's another fire marshal on this floor, Anthony.
Who?
That would be Earl.
Stop it.
Earl Douglas, Black Earl.
Well, how did he get that duty bestowed upon him?
I don't know. How did he get the...
Where's Earl? Earl.
This is an equal opportunity situation, so...
At least Earl's got some upper body strength, though, if he's got to drag some poor person out.
No, it's interesting. Pete said that the last straw was Earl and his computer, right? Right, Pete?
Right.
Earl decided to turn on his computer today and try to get some work done.
Yeah,
finally.
Please. He's downloading porno. How did he get to... How did Earl get that job, though?
I don't know. Can we get Earl in here?
I would love to talk to him to see if he even knows what he's got to do if he hears the alarm. No. Does he know how to work the big fire hose in the stairwell?
Oh.
Does he know how to work that thing? I'm sorry. I didn't mean that as a racist joke. If he could work a fire hose. I'm just saying. That's something. It seems like something you would have to know how to work.
Here comes Earl, the other fire
Thank
warm.
God.
For our floor.
It is we who are your fire dogs.
Earl?
Yo.
Earl, you are one of the fire wardens of the floor.
Who appointed you guys?
They just picked the two people that were here the longest.
And what happens? There's a fire in the building. Oh, my God. Earl, spring into action. What do you do?
Run.
All right. At least he's honest. You don't know what to do.
Can we have a drill to see, you know, you guys in action?
I
want to feel safe.
Let's get a victim. We'll lay him out on the floor.
Somewhere.
And see if you guys know what to do.
Yeah.
I think they
you don't even know where the victim is.
We'll hide the victim.
And see how long it takes
basically,
you and Pete Johnson to find the victim and get him out of the building.
No, I think that we...
I called the building guy.
Now, you know, don't forget, did you see the small print in your the latest contract you just signed?
Oh, what, are we?
It says, during a fire, you're supposed to man that studio and make sure that there's program going out. So now that you're syndicated, you know.
Hey, Pete, are you trying to do jokes now?
I got another call.
All right, Pete.
I'll talk to you guys later. Bye.
Very, very important phone call.
Pete Johnson.
Unbelievable.
So,
they made them the fire guys.
So there you have it. We're still waiting for the electricity to go back on in our office.
Yeah.
Lots of stuff to get off the computers for today's show.
Mm. Wonderful.
Let's hit TJ. TJ, what's going on?
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Pretty good.
Hey, you know, I'm usually a supporter of Black Earl, man, but I'm starting to notice a pattern here, you know? He screws up on the sticker stops, and now the computer shuts down your whole office. Mm. You know?
I'm thinking conspiracy. The black man, something with your computer took out our office.
Yeah, everything was fine.
Just another way for the black man to keep the white man down, guys.
All right, thank you, TJ.
It's just a good thing I wasn't playing a computer game that depends on me saving it before I get done. I'd have been pissed.
No one was weird about that. So the electricity goes out, and then we all just started kind of just staring at each other. We didn't know what to do.
We don't know what to. We are a society just dependent on our little electronic devices. Really are.
Oh, we can't converse anymore.
It's like, oh no, we might have to start communicating because we all just stare at our computers and get ready for the show.
I actually had NewYorkPost.com, newspaper, NewYorkPost.com, and I'm reading an article from the Post, and the computer goes out. The New York Post is right next to me on the desk. I didn't know what to do. I didn't know how to find the article in the paper.
Yeah.
I was horrified.
Let's go to George. George, what's up?
Hey, what's going on, man? You know, you guys got more stuff in your office than most people have in their houses.
Yeah, we just keep bringing more electronic stuff in.
Earl's definitely behind this. You know, growing up in that poor dirt shack with an ice cube for a refrigerator, you know, he's got a hand in this.
Oh. Hold on, Earl.
Corona. Fight me.
Your mic was down. What do you want to say, George Earl?
Go screw yourselves. I grew up in a middle-class family, you wipe.
All right, George, thank you. But that one outlet looks really dangerous.
Yeah, we're going to have to fix that.
Near Ben's area.
Hopefully they'll remedy the problem.
All right. Oh. Let's go to Andy. Andy, what's up?
Hey, boys. What's going on? Yeah, a couple things. Number one, when are the Battle of Crips going to go on?
Oh, good. Yeah, our new idea. We've changed the name to Cripple Bouts.
How about Little Kryptonites?
Cripple Bouts. The first Cripple Bout was supposed to happen today. Two blind guys going at it.
Fighting. Boxing.
Boxing, and we're not going to tease everyone and you know, make believe it's going to happen. Steve, one of the blind guys, could not make it down today, and he has rescheduled for Monday.
The collective, just happened.
What a
pissed
shame.
Off people.
Right, yeah. So we're not going to have the blind fighting today, unfortunately. We do have the girl coming down with one leg.
Mm-hmm.
We have Autumn and George coming in.
Is she the one with the fake foot that actually has toes with painted fingernails on them?
Yes. Yeah, she paints the toes on the fake leg, yeah.
And she's just below her knee, I believe.
She was bragging, saying she's a hottie and she should be here in a little while.
All right.
We are looking for more people to join us with our new concept, Cripple Bouts.
Yeah.
We have two one-legged guys that are going to fight it out.
We're going to have a one-legged guy ass-kicking contest.
When is that happening?
Not sure. We got to find out what days are good for both of them.
Yeah, sooner than later. We should do it tomorrow if we get them both down here.
And we have one guy in a wheelchair, but we need some competition for him.
Well, I think the other wheelchair people are scared because that guy is 520 pounds.
Well, we'll do weight classes.
That's a big boy. So if there's other people in wheelchairs that want in on the Cripple Bouts.
This will be wheelchair jousting. And we'll give you weapons that you could use, maybe a mace, jousting lance, and you guys joust.
Right.
Oh, there'll be valuable prizes. So please, if you're in a wheelchair, let us know. Give us a call if you want to come down.
But blind boxing will definitely happen Monday?
Monday.
All right. I'm hoping Blind Dave calls in because I think he's a little disappointed today.
Yeah, I was talking to him earlier. He's really pissed off at this guy. He thinks the guy's ducking him.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Well, let's get Dave on the phone right away.
Yeah, we'll sure he's going to be doing some trash talking.
And let's try to get Steve on the phone right away, and let's make sure this is definitely going to happen. Yesterday with the two blind guys trash talking each other.
Yeah.
Hilarious.
Oh, I know.
Hilarious, hilarious stuff. So
they had their little electronic talking devices, and they were trash talking each other with that. A lot of people wondering, why does a blind guy need a talking device? They read with it, because they can't look at the words.
All right. Well, we're going to try to get electricity into our office so we can get our stuff off our computer. And move on with the show here. Mark, what's up?
Listen, when that studio... How you doing, O&A?
All right.
Mm-hmm. When that studio was built, I was the electrician, the subcontractor who built it. And if WNEW doesn't have enough money to take care of you guys, I'd be more than happy to send a couple of my guys up tomorrow to straighten you out.
tomorrow. We need our
stuff. Oh, any day you want. Whatever's good for you guys.
No, we appreciate it, but we need our stuff from our office immediately.
I think the building guys have their own maintenance guys.
Building guys?
I don't think we can be bringing in our own subcontractors.
See, our office building is a complete nightmare. You can't even take packages out of this building without a pass.
I know. Did you have trouble last night?
No, I walked right. The guy was, I don't know where he was, and I snuck out with my VCR.
Mm-hmm. I've been with you when you've got nailed in an argument because you can't bring out your. You got that DVD player.
You cannot bring your own stuff out of your office into your car or or however you're going to go home in this building. You need a building pass, which is the biggest pain in the ass.
And who knows where to get? Like, where do you get a building pass?
Pete Johnson.
Pete Johnson.
Are you kidding?
That's who's in charge.
He's in charge of everything. He's the secret boss of this place.
Wow.
Pete Johnson. So if I have, like, the Samsung, the DVD/VCR
thing,
I wanted to bring one of those home yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
I had to find Pete to give me a building pass.
So you can walk past the security guy that, like the Gestapo down there.
Oh, it's a nightmare.
They hate, like, if you try to walk out of the building after 7 without signing out. I've done that a few times. I go to the elevator.
We're not allowed.
Hey!
We're not allowed to. That's a good point. We are not allowed to leave this building without signing out.
Signing out.
After 7 o'clock.
I'm pretty fascinated by some of the people that have signed out on the sign-out pad. I know after I leave every time, there's something like Quick Draw McGraw left the building last night at 13 o'clock. Yeah. Who else left? Donald Trump. I remember I was...
And some of the guys that work down there that check the list, they barely know English, and they look important, and they look over the list, and they're reading Quick Draw McGraw, but they have no idea.
Quick Draw McGraw, yes, he was here. I saw him.
Dwight Gooden?
Daryl Strawberry.
Yeah, Daryl Strawberry visits this building a lot.
You ever just do the scribble? I've been in such a rush, I just go, blah, blah, blah. I scribble, but in the appropriate spots.
Right.
And then I just leave, and the guy's like, have a good night.
There was one time I had to come back in the building. Like, I just signed out at 7.
Yeah.
I forgot something, whatever, a wallet or a cell phone, and I had to come back at 7:05.
Oh, you got
to
sign in.
Now you got to sign back in.
And sign out when you leave.
So I'm begging the guy. I'm like, no, I got a train to catch. I just got to get my cell phone. And he starts pointing at, a camera. Like, I can't let you do that because they checked the footage on the camera.
Well, then you could see that I just left and signed out.
Exactly.
I remember when I was working nights. You called me and just said, will you let me in the building? They won't let me in the building.
Oh, that's another thing. We've been kept from coming in because we don't have these photographic building IDs.
Yeah, because after hours, you need to show some kind
of
photo
ID. You need an ID. There's a photo ID, building ID. Do you have one, Earl?
Yeah.
I want to see what one of these look like. Because Ben, you have one?
I have one.
We don't even have one of these.
Yeah.
Look at this. Oh, yeah, it's a building ID. It's got the floor you belong on. And these guys go crazy. Remember the day my girlfriend tried to get up?
Yep.
And we got a call upstairs, and it was the desk guy going, she's not allowed up there. I go, you got to send someone down. And I was busy doing something. I go, no, it's cool. Let her up. She's been here 1,000 times. No, we can't do that. Ben, I was in some mood that day.
Effing
I was
sea suck.
You effing sea bastard. If you don't let her up there, if I got to come down there, I swear to God, I'm going to punch you in the face. And the guy's like, I'm just doing my job. I go, how long you been here? I go, you're a newbie, right? Because I know all the other a-holes that work down there at least know us.
No, we used to have some guys down there that were really cool to us, but they have moved on. His name? Used to be great.
Warren.
And this guy's like, no, I've been here 6 months. I go, ooh, 6 months. Oh, right, you're a veteran. Send her up, Deke. They think they treat this place like there's military secrets up here on the 9th floor.
Yeah, but then there's the first ones to throw you off for sitting downstairs by the Brooklyn Diner when you're out there having your coffee. They'll throw you right off there.
Who is it that's getting so crapped on in their personal life that makes these decisions? All right, go out there and kick those people off. Well, if I'm miserable, they got
to
be too.
You got to explain, on a really nice day, people like to sit outside our building on the ledges and have coffee and check out the girls going by and what have you. I mean, when we were doing that like 2 or 3 weeks ago, it took them 5 seconds to realize we were on a ledge and they come running out of the building to chase us away, right?
Yeah.
Even though we work in the building. The electricity has been out in our office for over an hour.
Yeah.
And we can't find anyone to help us out.
Well, this little break isn't going to make them run up here to fix it any sooner, I'm sure, Opie.
What? They don't listen to our show, do they?
I don't think so.
Quick break. Blind Dave on the phone. He's kind of bummed out that, you know, Blind Steve is backing out today.
I'm sure he won't call him a pussy.
He's convinced that Blind Steve is backing out for good. Mm-hmm. We'll get to the bottom of that next, okay? Toll free in New York, 877-692-1027. You're checking out the Opie and Anthony Show. More girls, more gooder. Hookers for everyone.
You all got it.
Opie Anthony.
No longer will our penises remain flaccid and unused.
Opie Anthony. 1027. WNEW.
And we're back with the O&A show, 877-692-1027. Thanks for checking us out today. We greatly appreciate that.
Yeah.
The electricity is back in our office, Anthony.
Thank God.
We can move on with the show. Froy from Jersey writes, if there's a fire, no worry. Pete will just stamp it out with his chin dildo. Yeah, Pete the engineer who's been here for 42 years, who's in charge of getting us out of the building and in the case of a fire.
Yeah.
Yes, he has been known to wear chin dildos when he's not working hard here at WNEW.
Girls right on the chin dildo as it was strapped to his chin.
Also, Frank from Manhattan, O&A, how did that former PD steal all the goodies from the prize closet and get it out of the building without a pass?
I know.
You know, Ben?
Ben knows?
Know. Wait, we got to explain to everyone.
Actually, it was Roger.
Yeah, you guys got to understand something. This radio station we broadcast from sucked like you wouldn't believe before we got here and when we were here for a while.
Yeah.
And a lot of people that worked here could give a flying F, and it used to be a legendary rock station, and people just decided to start pilfering the place.
The PD that we had here was a real clown. He hired this promotions guy that knew nothing of promotions, and it was told to me by a few people that he might take a few things out of the building if he felt like it. Things like satellite dishes, DirecTV systems, two of them.
You know what?
Gold records off the wall.
Let me tell you something. Stuff that would put the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame in Cleveland to shame.
Yeah.
You're talking about like Led Zeppelin lithographs signed by the entire band. Just mm-hmm. insane stuff you just can't find anywhere else.
Yep.
It's all gone from this building.
Oh, DVD catalogs, too, that used to come in?
Oh, everything.
So how did you get it out of the building without a
How did I get DVDs and satellite TV through the security?
I actually caught him doing it. What did he
do? I hid it in a Pop-Tart box.
He came in really early and took a huge box, and he put all the stuff in this huge box and sealed it and gave a building pass to Eddie and had Eddie bring it down, and then he met Eddie in the garage.
You mean living lie, Eddie?
That's right.
Oh,
I take it.
That's what
way.
He did.
Because no one's going to question Eddie.
No.
Wow. Some scam.
Wow.
Well.
All right. There you have it. Anthony, Jim Sullivan's on the line. Hey, Jim.
Oh.
Jim.
Yes.
Jim Sullivan.
Yes, indeed.
From the Boston Globe.
Indeed.
It's O&A. We got you live in the air, sorry.
Hey, man. Is this PBS?
why is that, Jim?
Why are you saying that, Jim?
Well, the tenor of the conversation, it reminded me of public broadcasting.
Yes, it sounds just like it.
Yes, I mean, you were just discussing chin dildos, I believe.
The chin dildo, yes.
Yes, of course.
Our head engineer was that on? Maybe, I think Don and Mike.
Very
was
good.
On their show,
we
and he
feel,
had a chin dildo.
We feel that chin dildos are just not getting enough attention on the airwaves.
We don't think you look that silly wearing one.
See those goddamn things?
Oh, God. No, I haven't actually, but I'm looking forward to seeing it. You know, all I was doing was calling up you fellas to see if I could get a photo of you, the dynamic duo, emailed to us.
Is that a personal photo for your own home, Jim Sullivan?
No, it's actually a usable photo for the newspaper tomorrow.
I thought you wanted an Opie and Anthony picture in your house.
Yeah, we do have cute O&A like posters you can put up in your room.
Well, actually, my bathroom is wallpapered with those already,
yeah.
You see. Oh, wait, no, that's the toilet paper roll. I'm sorry.
I'll give him that one.
Thank you. Gentlemen, we're doing a little item again. Should you explain to your audience about your situation in Boston?
Well, yeah, it's heating up in Boston. That's where Anthony and I made our name, even though we're from New York, and we got fired for saying the mayor, you know, died in a car accident. I think everyone knows that story by now.
Yep.
We're now syndicated, and a lot of people still very surprised that we're not syndicated to the place we, you know, got our start.
That's
and really
right.
built our popularity. We should be in Boston.
What is the status right now? What do you know? Are you going to be coming here?
We are coming to Boston.
Okay.
We will be live in afternoons in Boston in a matter of weeks.
Matter of weeks.
Where it's going to be, Jim, who the hell knows?
Okay. All right. Let me ask you a question.
Yeah.
If it did not work out with one of the Infinity stations, and WBCN is the primary station here, I guess, in Boston,
yeah.
that way, you might go elsewhere, and your old boss at WAAF, Bruce Mittman, might be interested in you. Do you think that's a possibility?
Don't get confused, though. Bruce is no longer with AAF.
No. I know. At WFNX, he has moved to another station.
We would definitely work for Bruce if it didn't work out with
the ABC. Pleasure of annoying that little midget would drive us insane. It would be great.
Is our boss still driving around in that huge gangster Suburban, even though he's like a 5'2" Jewish guy?
Well, yes, actually, I believe he is. He's supposed to pick me up and play golf on Monday.
Jim, I'll come pick you up, but I can't get into my vehicle. I lost my rope ladder. If you could give me a boost into the front seat, Jim, I'll pull around back so it's not too embarrassing if people see us, but please give me a boost. I need a grappling hook. I'll allow you in my country club if you give me a boost into my gangster Suburban.
He's a rip, man. We like Bruce.
Yeah, I know. I do.
You wouldn't mind carrying my clubs, Jim, if we have you at my country club.
Bruce, he took the hit with us at AAF when we got fired there, and
yep.
he's a stand-up guy. He kept in constant communication with us,
mm-hmm.
and we hung out. We talked, and he's a good guy, unlike other people at AAF.
Unlike Dave Douglas, the reason why we will not go back to AAF.
You will not go back to AAF? Definitely.
No, and let it be known, that offer was floated out there, too. Yeah.
Okay,
We will not go back to AAF as long as Dave Douglas is in charge of that place, that little weasel.
That little sneaky little weasel.
Worm. What?
Do you like him, then? Do you guys hang out socially?
Haven't talked to him since we got fired, Jim.
Boy.
We haven't talked to the guy since April 2nd, 1998.
He backpedaled so hard to save his own ass. He didn't even call us. Nothing. There was nothing after we got the boot.
I'll tell you. Well, look, let me ask you this about Boston, then. We have BCN as the primary, like the big rock station. Of course, yeah. If you're there, it becomes much less of a rock station.
Well, BCN's just flat out being stupid because everyone knows if we go to Boston, we're going to be number one in afternoons without even trying.
Mm-hmm.
And for some reason, that is a problem to BCN. We don't get it ourselves.
Mm-hmm. Is it still a negotiation as far as you know, then?
Huh?
You're still negotiating, though. Is that correct?
They're trying to figure it out behind
okay.
the scenes.
Okay.
Trying to work it all out.
All
you know, BCN's been the proud heritage rock station in
That's
Boston
right.
for many years, and I think they're having a hard time letting a little bit of that go,
mm-hmm.
Regardless of the fact that if we got in there, we would do very well. But the bottom line, like I said, we will be in Boston in a matter of weeks
mm-hmm.
in afternoon drive. Now, whether it's on BCN or not, will be seen.
Mm-hmm. All right.
But I can't, personally,
mm-hmm.
I can't see Infinity Broadcasting letting us go somewhere else.
Okay. It wouldn't make sense. I mean, to pay all that money for you guys and then to just have you be competing against an Infinity station, right?
Mm-hmm.
There you go. Well, look, guys, it'll be in the Globe tomorrow. Thanks for your time.
You need a picture? You want a sexy little number and some lingerie?
Yes, that would be lovely, please.
What kind of picture are you looking for, Jim?
Well, probably a...
you suck. Come on, he's going to trash us now.
Jim's always been pretty cool with us.
Tell Jim something happened with the phones.
Yeah. He'll probably call back now. Then we'll give him the silent game.
God, it's just an S storm up in Boston.
Well, they know.
It is just amazing.
If it wasn't such a huge deal, I mean, this wouldn't be going on. They
they know they should just put us on at that goddamn station.
The media is going to go absolutely insane when we go back to Boston because of all the trouble we caused when we were there.
Yeah.
Man.
But we wait.
And wait and wait. Blind Steve hung up.
Blind Steve hung up, but we got Blind Dave.
Could Blind Steve call us back? Of course, a lot of people checking out the show today because they thought they were going to hear some blind boxing with Dave the Blind Guy and Blind Steve. Steve backed out today because why, Rick? Do we even know?
Yeah, he had an important meeting he could not get out of, which ran way too late for us to get him in here because we had a car set up and everything.
So, Blind Dave, you think that Steve is ducking you at this point, right?
Yeah, my buddy told me last night, he goes, that dude ain't going to show up.
Really?
I had one of my friends take off work this afternoon. I didn't find out until, like, almost 12:30?
Yeah.
An hour before the car was supposed to come.
Yeah.
So you will not be boxing Steve today.
I know.
That
I look
sucks.
I look like a tool. I told all these people I'll be on the show tomorrow.
Right. You know? No, you will be on this show boxing. Just not today.
What do you have to say to Steve?
Well, I didn't call up trash talking him. He called up trash talking me.
Yeah.
And he, for all I know, I don't know. Maybe the guy's bigger than me. Maybe he can kick my butt. But I think I'm either gonna lose miserably or beat the living crap out of him.
You want to fight a judo expert?
Hell no.
Wait, I'm going to put this
blind
guy on.
Blind Rich?
This is Blind Rich. He won
I'm
medals.
No tough guy.
He won medals. He's a blind judo expert. Rich.
Hi, guys. How are you?
Pretty good.
Show's won.
Hello?
Can you hear me?
Yeah, what's up, Rich?
I was tuning in to hear the fight, and I was just, despondent that it's not going off.
Yeah, everybody is. We're a little annoyed with that, but...
Throws a wrench in the day. Yeah, I called up. I had spoken to the fellow who's screaming. I had told him.
What the hell's going on with the phone?
All right, hold on, man.
His phone's blind.
Yeah, we'll try him again in a second here.
Blind judo guy.
Dave, you still there?
Hello?
Dave, you're there, right?
Yeah, I don't want to fight a blind judo guy. I'm not nuts. I don't want to be blind and crippled.
Well, here's another possible opponent for you, Blind Noah. Noah!
Yo, what's up?
You're blind as well.
Oh, I'm almost blind.
Almost blind?
What kind of sight you got? What kind of sight? What kind of sight you have?
I only can see... straight in front of me during the day.
You got RP?
Yeah.
Me too.
Hey.
There you go.
What's RP?
I can't see straight in front of me no more, though. It's called retinitis pigmentosa.
Ah. And now you can only see right in front of you. What's the rest of it look like?
Rest of it's pretty shady all around the signs at night. Nothing. Can't see anything at night.
So it's just like dark, and then you got kind of a tunnel vision thing going?
Yeah, just a little tunnel vision. That's pretty much it for me.
Wow. If I box this guy, I want both of us with blindfolds because he'll be able to see a hell of a lot better than I will. I'm in the final stages of RP.
Yeah, I would come in, if I was listening to this, I would say, yeah, I'm a blind guy. I come in, wear some sunglasses, take them off, do something wacky with my eyes, and I just pummel the guy.
I got
come tapping in with a cane.
Yeah, my cane.
I got three extra canes. I was going to have my buddy say he was a blind guy and come, just like he just showed up.
See, that's a good idea.
Beat the hell out of someone.
Dave, you have a sick sense of humor. I love it. Noah, you want in?
Well, here's my big thing, dude. out of nowhere, my friend comes in with his cell phone right now. He's like, dude, Obi Anthony is doing this blind boxing thing. You got to get in on it. And
well,
I'm like,
kill me.
And I listened to it yesterday, and I said to him, my friend Nikos, I was like, Nikos, dude, this guy... First of all, he sounds like he can kick my ass. But second of all, he went to a school for it, for God's sakes, man.
Yeah.
He knows his stuff. I don't know. I'm a little worried about it. Mm.
I don't know no judo, dude.
No, Dave, this is Blind Noah. This guy isn't the judo expert.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry.
Yeah, no, I think that you guys would be pretty equal.
No,
and we'll put blindfolds on you to make sure that you can't see.
I took fencing, and I have two of the blindfolds. I would box someone who could see if they'd wear one of the blindfolds. You can't see nothing through these things.
A sighted guy and a blind guy.
Oh, yeah, I'd knock the hell out of a guy who could see because he ain't used to it.
I don't know. I don't think we need the blindfolds, though. I think we got to play it with just being blind.
Well, I want this guy, Steve, though.
We'll turn the lights out.
He talked a bunch of trash about me. I mean, I didn't talk nothing about him. He talked about me.
Yeah, we're trying to get Steve back on the line here.
I'll bet you any amount of money he's going to wimp out. I was in the school, there was people like him. It's like, yeah, they're computer whizzes. They've been blind their whole life. He's a nerd. He's good on the computer. That's all he's good at. He probably never got laid. He's a little wuss.
Well, he backed out, apparently.
Hey, Dave, what would your strategy be? I mean, God, I want to see this so bad.
I know.
I want to do this so bad. I was ready to go, man.
Well, Rick is swearing that it'll happen Monday, but you know what? I think we're going to have to recruit some more blind guys to make sure this happens, in case.
Well, you know what? I was supposed to leave Friday for Boston to see my girlfriend, so I'm postponing.
No, to be with your girlfriend. Get it straight.
Well, I'm... Okay, wait a minute. See, so to speak. Well, Anthony, you just said to the reporter... So people will see us up in Boston.
Oh, all right.
So to speak. Figure of speech.
All right.
But I'm holding off on the poo-ha to stick around for this boxing match. I want this guy, Steve, and, that's going to be 3 days of poo-ha I'm not getting. So.
Right. Hey, Sting.
I want to push him up against the ropes and just pound his head in.
Blind Steve had to go to his meeting, so he's going to call back at 4:30, 5 o'clock.
Mm. All right. His meeting for the virgin loser blind people.
Wow.
Man, Steve and Dave have to fight.
I know. That we have to get them
personal.
To fight.
But
I don't think we could get it.
I don't know.
It's definitely personal now.
Noah, would you come in? Because
to be quite honest, I would come in to watch him kick the crap out of Steve, to be honest.
Oh, you want to kick Steve's ass, too.
Oh, come on.
I can't really hit someone if I'm not pissed at him, though.
All right, hold on. Now we got Blind Matt, friends with Blind Steve, on the line. Hold on.
All right.
Let's add him to the mix here.
We'll get my big friend to beat you up.
Hey, Matt, what's going on?
What's up, fellas? How you doing? You guys rule.
Hey, thanks, Matt.
Yeah, I've been friends with Steve for a while. He has boxed a little bit. He is a tough dude. I don't know if he could take Dave. I've never seen Dave box or Dave box. But if you can't get anybody down there Monday, I'm in.
You're blind?
Yeah.
You're a boxer?
No, not at all.
How blind
a
are
wrestler.
You?
A wrestler. Total.
Totally blind?
Totally.
For how
eyes.
Long? For how long?
Since I'm five.
Five.
I'm 31.
31. Wow.
I'm 32.
You know what?
I ain't in shape. I don't work out. I'm no boxer. I'm no badass. Just a guy bad-mouthed me, so it's like if I go in, if I get my butt kicked, I get my butt kicked. But
what I can tell you about Steve is he talks a good game. He's a real nice guy, Dave, and he would totally be a gentleman to you. He might kick your butt with the gloves on, but he's a gentleman.
You know, Matt, why don't you fight Dave?
If he's such a tough
guy, I don't
want
to steal Steve's thunder. You know, if Steve can't make it, then I'll fill in for him.
Let me tell you guys something. We need blind boxing tomorrow, not next Monday.
I know. I'm getting
off. Who the hell could wait till Monday? I say if Matt or Noah or Dave can make it down, tomorrow, we do it tomorrow.
I was there today.
I can't do it tomorrow. Potentially Thursday.
Matt can do it Thursday. Dave?
Potentially.
Dave, what about you?
No, see, you're saying potentially.
I may have something to do.
Dave needs definite because it's a real hassle to get a blind guy to New York City.
Well, I
get there every day.
I canceled appointments today.
Right.
Cancel all appointments.
I'll tell you one thing I could beat Dave at.
Huh.
Bong hits.
Bong hits?
Oh, yeah.
Nice.
Well,
really?
I'm 32. I'm a little past the friggin' retard stage, dude.
I gotcha.
That was fun when I was, 14,
It's still fun.
I'll drink you under the table.
All right, we're going to put all the blind guys on hold. We're going to try to figure this out. Blind Steve's going to call in about a half hour, and we'll work out the details, okay?
Oh, thanks, guys.
Thanks a lot.
All right.
Blind Dave, do you fall over when you drink?
Hell no.
How the hell do you keep your equilibrium without being able to see?
Well, every time it's
practice.
Every time another piece of sight goes, you're a little off balance for a couple of days. So, who's going to know? You bump into things, Yeah, it's a blind guy,
Yeah, that's true. You got an excuse. I'd be like, hey, there's a drunk blind guy, though.
If you're in a bad mood and you're, going through a heavy populated area, you could just, slam people with your cane. No one can really get mad at you,
If I was slowly losing sight, though, I would be looking at naked girls until the last friggin' piece went away.
Oh, dude, the beautiful thing is, there is now, I'm not there yet, but I'm almost there where there's no such thing as ugly women.
Oh, yeah. That's
imagine
true.
That. You got to look at the bright side.
Hey, that increases your odds, man.
You know, I do have hands I can feel, so fat chicks are a no-go, but...
But
you're
ugly.
The blind guy doesn't want fat.
So if a chick has a butter face, what the hell do I care?
Right,
I
you don't care.
It.
You can't
I'll,
see it. As
I'll
long as
guys,
the rest of it is nice.
They're always making the moves on us, those big ones.
Oh, yeah, you get the sympathy lays all the time, you know.
That's like Rocky Dennis had to go after the blind chick in Mask. Remember that?
Oh, my buddy who was going to come with me, he used to come up to the blind school to visit me. I went out to the van to say goodbye to him, and this other blind dude's like, oh, he's banging that chick Marie in his van. I don't think you want to go bother him.
Why? He won't be able to see you.
He's up there picking off the blind chicks while he's coming to visit me, you know?
Dave, you're a riot, man.
Dave's all right. We've had him on the show a bunch.
Yeah.
All right, we're going to get all you guys.
I'm Louie.
We're going to get you guys all on hold.
All right, dude, you guys suck.
All right, hold on.
All right.
Thanks, man. There you are. God, I got to say, blind people, the funniest handicapped people. I'm saying it right now. Funnier than brain damage, funnier than crippled. Wouldn't you say that?
Yeah.
Funnier than deaf people. Why Although not? Deaf people are funny without trying to be funny. You know what I mean. We should have deaf people as the blind people's corner people. Can we do that? I have blind people live next door to me in East Northport. Holy Jesus, Palomino. They'd start fighting, and you'd hear, first you'd just hear them, like, signing real loud, and they're smacking their hand, and then they'd get so mad that they had to start yelling. But it would just be like, and I'd wake up like, holy, what is going on outside? And they're out in the yard. Like, you could take it inside, and the daughter, they had a young daughter that lived next door, and she could hear. And you could just tell she was embarrassed as hell. She's like, get in the house, please go in the house. My friends are outside. Just a big boop.
That's funny.
Yeah, it was awful.
I wish I knew
deaf people, corner people.
All right, we got to get blind boxing happening sometime this week. We can't wait till Monday. We just cannot wait. All right? Jason.
Yo, what's up?
What's up, Jay?
What's happening, man?
Not much, man. Just calling from Cleveland, let you guys know.
Hold on. Can't say two of those words. Guess which one?
I don't know.
Guess. We're the F and S? Thank you.
Yeah, you guys are great, man. You guys are... Nothing like this has ever come to Cleveland Radio, and I mean, I'm just telling
cool,
you guys.
Man.
We appreciate this.
Well, keep listening. Blind boxing on the way, Jason.
All right, that's cool.
All right, man.
You guys ever heard of Mushroom Head?
No.
No?
No.
What's that?
That's a group, local Cleveland group, man. They're awesome.
Well, send us a CD. We'll check it out.
All right, cool.
All right, Jason.
Later on.
Wow.
There you go, Cleveland checking in.
I got to tell you, the support in Cleveland is getting really crazy.
Yep.
The email today, un-effing believable.
A lot of folks
digging it in Cleveland so far. We've only been on a week and a half.
Mm-hmm.
Flipper arm wrestling? Yeah, maybe, Rick.
Oh.
We have to take a break.
Thalidomide baby wrestling.
Speaking of deaf people.
Yeah.
Here's a little gag from the ONA archives. Old Bill trying to get a hearing aid.
They're hearing me. I help you?
Hi, they call. My name's Bill. I have a hearing problem.
Yes.
I need a hearing aid.
All right. May I send you some consumer information about that?
What?
I will be happy to send you consumer information about buying a hearing aid.
What was that, Missy?
I would be happy to send you a brochure on hearing aids.
They call. My name's Bill.
We don't sell hearing aids here.
What was that?
We do not sell hearing aids here.
What?
I can send you information about a hearing aid you may want to purchase.
One more time. What?
All right. I can send you information about a hearing aid you may want to purchase.
What?
Can I have your address?
They call. My name's Bill. I'm in the home.
How can I help you, Bill?
What?
How can I help you, Bill?
I need a hearing aid.
We do not sell hearing aids, Bill.
What?
We do not sell hearing aids.
Don't yell at me, Missy.
No, I wouldn't think of it.
I need information.
I understand that.
What? They call. My name's Bill.
Yeah, I understand that, Bill.
I got a little rascal.
A little rascal, huh?
What?
And you got a last name, Bill?
Let me look at my license. Wait a minute.
Sure.
85 and still driving, Toots.
Okay. What does your license say your last name is, Bill?
Wisnowski.
Well, would you spell that, please?
Wisnowski. Bill Wisnowski.
I understand. Would you spell Wisnowski for me, Bill?
It's spelled like it sounds, lady.
W-H?
W-I-Z, like in whiz.
Okay.
N-O-W, like in now. And ski, like in what you do on the snow.
Okay. All right. Well, I'll see that you get the information.
What?
I will see that you get the information.
One more time.
One more time. From the top.
What?
I'll see that you get the information.
Thank you, please.
All right.
They call my name Bill.
Bill Wisnowski. I got it. I got it.
Who?
Happy New Year, Mr. Wisnowski.
Happy New Year's.
Hang in there.
Bye-bye.
Get your balls out. Clap your ass up. Get your penis. It's today.
That could be the gayest thing I've ever heard.
The Opie and Anthony Show.
We're not homosexual, but we are willing to learn.
Power by Opie and Anthony. Serving New Jersey, Connecticut, Long Island. This is 1027 WNEW, New York.
We're back with the O&A show, 877-692-1027. We got a CD in, Anthony.
What is that thing?
It's so funny. We get stuff sent to us every day. And, this CD's called Sexy Noises.
Sexy Noises.
Sexy Noises. And the fine folks that make this CD are convinced that we could get this on the radio.
All right.
Want to play a little game with the dump guy? See how long it takes for him to dump out of our radio show?
All right. How long do you think we can play this?
I would guess less than a minute. We will start the CD, and we'll see how long it takes for Craig down the hall to dump out of the show, okay?
Sexy noises.
That's all we're going to say. We'll tell you what the CD's all about after we play the game, okay?
Okay.
So let me start up Sexy Noises. What do you think?
10 seconds.
10 seconds and he'll dump? All right, we got a guy near the dump button, so we'll know when he dumps from his little closet. Here we go. A little taste of sexy noises.
Oh, I didn't see you there. I'm all wet because I just got a shower. Sorry, I'm not wearing any clothes.
That's okay.
I just got this towel around me. My long brown hair is soaked. God... Was that okay with you?
Yes.
You want me to go over to the bed? You're such a nasty little boy. Oh, God.
So far, so good.
Oh. Just take off the towel. Oh, grab my chest.
All right.
Oh. You might well slide your body up and down me while it's all wet. Massage my shoulders. Oh, yeah. Oh, what a turn-on you are. I think it's time for you to get undressed as well. Yeah, take off that pants. Oh, yeah. Oh. Oh, you got excited pretty fast, didn't you? Oh. Oh. Oh, that's nice.
Wow.
Yeah.
We're getting reports it ran out completely, like just one right after the other, right down to nothing.
No.
On one machine.
We want to know when he dumped out the first time.
It was on the line, we know.
Oh, so all the rest of it went through?
Yeah, the rest up to that point.
Nice. I was wondering why he didn't dump out right away. I'm listening going, whoa, you can't say that.
He should have dumped out of that.
No way to say that she was talking about her cat?
No, okay. We can't.
Maybe there be a way.
We're not going to win that argument today, Anthony. Just a little taste of sexy noises.
Yeah.
We'll play it from time to time today. That was the first track called I Am Soaked.
I Am Soaked?
Yeah, because you just got out of the shower, Anthony.
Yeah.
Of course.
I Am Soaked.
Gay Mark, go.
I'm wet because I just got out of the shower.
Oh, God, please stop it.
Marco,
you ass.
Oh, you're a bad boy. That was so not a turn on.
For you, maybe. So what's going on? How is Provincetown?
Provincetown was delicious.
Should tell everyone Provincetown, the gay capital of Massachusetts.
The gay vacation capital of Massachusetts.
It's a beach community up there in New England, and that's where all the gays go for the summer.
For every 100 people there, 99 are gay and one is straight.
Really?
Oh, it's like total, everybody's gay. And you see, because tourists still come to visit it, and you could tell, you know, they're walking around these little families, and they're like shocked.
Why? What's going on that might shock a family, Gay Mark?
Well, you know, guys walking down the street in drag and in dresses and
Do you like the flamboyant fags, Marco?
No.
You don't like the guys in drag or nothing like that?
No. Ew.
Friggin' fag. You want to make out or something?
What kind of gay guys do you like there, Marco?
I like Rick.
Like Rick?
Oh, yeah. What kind of gay guys?
So you like the muscle a lot, gays?
Yeah.
All right, calm down.
Look, he's all whipped up into a froth.
So what did you do this weekend in P-Town?
So I went with my friend Bucky, and I drove up to P-Town.
You have a friend named Bucky?
Bucky.
Yes.
Bucky?
Bucky, yes.
Is he a gay guy, too?
No. Of course he is. He's blonde. He's really good. But actually, we're ex-friends after this weekend.
Why?
Because we had to share a room together. And we had a limit that you had to be out with your partner by 1 o'clock. And I door chain. I couldn't get in. I was so pissed.
Wait, he was inside the room with a gay guy and you couldn't get in?
He was inside the room with two guys.
Two guys?
Yes.
And?
And I couldn't get in.
You gay guys, man.
So I had to go down to the pizza place and hang out. I was pissed.
No, not the pizza place you talked about.
It's horrible.
The pizza place is where you go when you weren't lucky during the night, right?
Exactly. Now, what happens is if you go out to the clubs and you don't get picked up, then you go to the pizza place because the bars close at 1 o'clock. So everybody goes to the pizza place to hang out. So I had to go to the pizza place. I was so embarrassed. Oh.
Did you finally find a gay man, Marco?
But let me tell you, I met the most dreamy gay man. Oh, my God. His name is Greg, and he's from Salem, Massachusetts, and he totally bewitched me.
He is so gay.
He is so dreamy.
Now, tell us about your date.
Yeah. We met at the beach. Well, first of all, we got there on Thursday night, and we checked into our little guest house.
Howdy.
And
Faggot.
It's a lovely, lovely guest house. It was called the Copper Fox, and it's owned by a gay man, and it's so beautifully decorated. And so the first day we got up, and we had a little breakfast. They serve you breakfast at the gate at the house. And then we went to the beach, and we're laying on the beach. And I look up, and there's this, like, gorgeous man sitting, like, a few feet away from me.
This is so not hot.
I know.
Oh, my God.
Don't worry. We'll play another track from Sexy Voices in a minute here to now get the bad taste out of our mouths.
Don't put it that way, Opie. Please, never put it that way. But, I mean, I know what Marco's thinking when we have girls in here and they're discussing their sexual exploits.
Exactly.
All of a sudden, I know what Marco is thinking when he hears those girl stories. Totally disinterested and disgusted.
Exactly.
All right, continue.
So, well, I didn't talk to him because I was, like, so embarrassed. Because he was wearing this, like, little thong bathing suit and led nothing to the imagination. But his body was absolutely perfect. So we went to the beach. We wanted to have some little lunch. And then Bucky wanted to do some antiquing. And that's what I call...
Antiquing!
No.
It's just the gayest thing you guys...
No! I call it antiquing. See, he likes old men, so I call it antiquing.
Oh, it's called antiquing when you go trolling for old men?
Yeah. He likes old men with lots of money, so I call it antiquing.
Where their yam bag is hanging down below their knees?
Yeah, and their hiney cheeks are, like, hanging like flat pancakes.
Wow, that's hot, Marco.
Dude, it's not.
Saggy man ass.
But he likes them old because the old ones always buy him lots of gifts. So
what a way to spend your weekend.
Yeah. Saggy man ass. Nothing sadder than old gay men, Marco.
Well, then they fall asleep by 8 o'clock, and then he goes out and he finds young ones. And you call me to hold a tram.
Yeah, baby.
So I did a little shopping because they've lots of little boutiques around there. And
did you do anything manly? Yeah, what was the manliest thing you did this weekend?
I was whale watching.
I can only imagine what that means in the gay community.
He was searching for Moby Dick.
Yeah, fatties. Chubby chaser. All right, whale watching isn't that manly, but all right.
It was boring, too, and it was like 3 hours.
So you went to the boutique.
Did a little shopping, and then we went to Tea Dance, which is in the afternoon. They have a little, we have cocktails, and you dance. And it's called the Boat Slip is the name of the bar.
Those gay bars have the best names. The Boat Slip, the Mine Shaft.
And in the afternoon,
Pile Driver.
In the afternoon, they have like cocktails and dancing and out on this big deck outside. It's so much fun.
Can you just say happy hour drinks, please?
Yes, yeah. Oh, you know? You've been there?
No, but just don't say cocktail.
Lots of Cosmos.
Lots of Cosmos.
The universal beverage of the homosexual. So then
and
what?
Mike's Hard Lemonade, I like now, too.
Mike's Hard Lemonade. Oh,
yeah.
Okay.
Mike's
Yummy.
Hard Lemonade.
Right.
All right, and what else, Marco?
So we went to the tea dance, and that's where I met Greg. I saw him across the deck, and I was like, oh, he looks so yummy, luscious. Oh. He had the most dreamy blue eyes. And I went running over to him. He was like, hello, my name is Greg. I'm from Salem. Are you from Boston? And I'm, no, I'm from New York.
The sounds of gayness.
It was like, some enchanted evening, you may see a stranger. Oh, it was like... Oh. Actually romantic. I actually didn't sleep with him on the first night.
Oh, look
wow.
At you.
Look at you holding your butt back. Look at you saving yourself.
Well, I wanted him to think I was pure.
Yeah, what were you healing from the night before?
Well, I didn't want him to think I was a tramp or anything.
Oh, so this guy was someone special.
Yes, he's very special.
So you waited for the second night.
Yeah, what
so
do you, I waited for I gotta ask the gay guy something, gay Marco. Yeah. What do you give up for someone special? Like, there are ladies out there, you know, they give up the, you know, the balloon knot for someone special. There's always something they'll give up for someone special.
That's what you give up.
Yeah, but...
That's it?
But you're already giving that up, you know what I mean?
Well, no. Like you could just...
There's girls out there just giving up the peach, but then they find someone special and they feel like...
Roll over.
I'm going to give them something special. I'm going to give them the balloon knot.
Well, there some people, they just do, like, rub... Like me, I give up everything if they're hot. But
What could he possibly be saving? A nostril? I mean, there's nothing this guy hasn't done.
Yeah, okay.
But if I'm really not into them totally, like, I'll just do, like, the oral thing, and that's it.
All right. Oh, there you go. So even if you're not into somebody, you're giving that up.
Exactly.
Hey, like drinks.
Randy, what's up?
Hey, ONA.
Hey.
Congratulations on syndication.
Thank you.
I'm a gay guy, and I love you guys.
Well,
yeah, but listen to this.
So you enjoy our show.
I do, definitely. Okay. First of all, I mean, Marco, you're great. You are kind of a fag.
Marco?
Yeah?
Can you hear Randy?
Yes, I can.
He's calling you a fag.
So that's what I am.
All right, he's not denying.
All right, so what's your point, Randy?
I mean, he's just... Hold on.
Someone is listening to the radio, and that's a long delay, and you're just going to screw up our show. So turn down the radio.
Not me.
All right. So what do you want to ask Marco?
Well, where do you live, Marco? In New York?
Yes.
So do I. You want to go out sometime?
Are you cute?
Yeah, I'm 25.
Ooh.
5'10", weigh about 195.
Oh, you're a chubby little guy.
No, I lift weights every... Shut up, dude.
You're a chubby little guy.
I lift weights every day.
Oh, yeah?
That's the 195.
Oh, of muscle, then.
Right.
See, someone's listening to the radio. Turn it down.
Now we're having fun.
Randy, I'm going to hang up on you.
It's not me.
Marco doesn't listen to the radio when he's on. He's not stupid.
Doesn't he?
All right, what else, Randy?
Well, what does he think?
I think you sound luscious.
Yeah, you know, the guy from Salem's not going to call you, by the way.
Hey, how do you know that?
I just do. You don't go to Provincetown to meet...
Whoa, hey, ho, hold
easy
on.
Easy there. Slow down.
Oh,
there,
sorry, that's why I can't say that.
They just go to P-Town to have sex.
Yeah, like Spiritus Pizza is the place he's talking about.
Yes.
It's people hang out in front of the pizza place. It's called the Pepperoni Factory. Oh. People go there.
You gay people.
People go there at 2 o'clock in the morning to get, you know, those are the people who didn't hook up at the A-House.
You ever seen a grown man naked?
No, thank you.
Oh, and ONA, let me introduce some terminology to you guys.
Yeah.
The ultimate thing to do you guys were just talking about,
mm-hmm.
Like I guess girls get something called the balloon nut.
Yeah.
Well, for gay guys, it's called the glass bottom boat.
The glass bottom boat.
You know what that is?
What?
That's when you take a piece of saran wrap.
Yeah, I don't think that made it through, but we'll try our best to...
Hold on. Did that make the radio? No, probably not. No. Watch how Ant does it.
Right. What you're saying is they put a saran wrap over one guy's face.
Right.
And then deliver what is commonly called the Cleveland Steamer or the hot lunch.
Very good.
Yeah, yeah.
All right, we're going to let you gay guys
go. So, Marco, what do you think?
Can you see every painful detail of my muscular physique?
It says that you're into, I'm going to pass.
What? No, they were just asking what's the ultimate.
Well, you can email me. My email address is heygaymarco@AOL.com.
Mm-hmm.
Is that your picture on Foundry Music?
No.
That older guy?
That's Liberace.
That's Liberace.
Oh, is it? I thought it was Wayne Newton.
They call each other fags.
I know.
What do you look like, Marco?
I feel better calling guys fags now.
Marco.
If the gay guys are calling each other fags, we could do it.
Those men wanted to have sex with me.
Marco.
Yes.
Describe yourself to Randy.
All right. I'm 5'11". I have short brown hair, beautiful green eyes, a luscious body. I weigh 170 firm pounds.
Hold on.
You can't ask him how big that is in that terminology.
Can I do it again?
No. Marco heard you. Marco,
yeah.
Marco, just throw a number out there.
Seven.
Seven?
Seven? Yes.
What's wrong with seven, Randy?
Randy?
I've got about 2 inches on him.
Ooh.
All right. Look, we got to go.
Please
isolate that.
Ooh.
That was the gayest sound.
Billy.
Hey, Marco, what was the name of your friend who went up to Provincetown with you?
Bucky.
Isn't he the guy on Big Brother 2?
No.
That's the gay guy on Big Brother 2, Bucky.
Oh, really?
Oh, is that his name?
The gay guy?
All right, you guys, we're pretty much done with you. Marco, thank you.
I'm
gayed
out.
So, yeah. Opie and Anthony, can you send us out on a date?
Ah.
like having your back rubbed.
Hey, Randy, you got Marco's email address.
I do.
Yeah, so just send
email him. Email
him.
If you guys hook up, you can call us up and let us know how it
got
went.
Milk.
All right, guys.
Sounds pretty good.
Thank you. There goes gay Marco and gay Randy, Anthony.
Wow, that was a gay little segment. Hey.
Okay, terrific. Okay, terrific.
All right.
Hey.
What a way to kick off the show.
Okay, terrific.
Hey.
Yeah. We're rocking. Never hear enough village people, do you?
Oh, yeah, Anthony.
Yeah.
It's the O&A show. Toll free, 877-692-1027 is our phone number. A lot of people very pissed off after that last segment. Frank, what's going on?
Is this what we're going to do for ratings? Please hope you didn't pin your hopes and dreams on a gay Marco.
No.
Hey. Please,
why?
What's the matter? We can't just show...
Come on, Anthony. I mean, 20 minutes. It was 19 minutes too long.
We can't just show alternative lifestyles here on this program?
Oh, yeah. It could be alternatives. You know, for about maybe 30 seconds.
All right.
You know, I'd rather listen to you go wind on another subject than gay Marco.
All right. We'll get the bad taste out of our mouths by playing...
Please do. I mean,
by playing another track from Sexy Voices, Anthony.
All right.
Why don't we find out how long this is going to take before the dump guy dumps out of this?
Okay.
It's our new CD that came in. They want an interview with us, I guess.
Yeah.
They want to be on our show to promote this CD called Sexy Noises. So we're going to start track two and see how long it takes for the dump guy to dump out of this, okay?
All right. Hey, isn't it a beautiful night tonight?
Mm-hmm.
Look at all the lights out there.
Nah, sorry. Sorry. That ain't going through.
Okay, yeah.
That one ain't going through.
Wow, that took 11 seconds.
It ain't going to happen. 11 seconds?
It's such a nice night. She wants to do something very naughty on the top of the building.
It's a four-letter word that ends with "uck."
All right, let me try another one. Track three from Sexy Noises. See if this gets through.
Is this going to be all for you, sir? Okay, let me just wrap this up for you. Actually, we have a few questions to ask you. Why don't you follow me into the back?
Ah, that happens all the time.
Yeah, here's the question I have to ask you.
Uh-oh.
Would you mind taking off your clothes for me? Well, I can help you if you need help. I could take off that buckle. Mm-hmm. And the zipper?
What about my purchase?
Oh, God, baby. I bet you never had sex in the pep of a department store, have you?
Yes, I have. With Michael.
I've had my eyes on you the whole time you've been shopping around.
It's because I'm black. You thought I was going to steal something.
You're ready to... Are you ready to what? You can't say that.
Are you ready to...
I don't... Whoops.
Whoopsie.
Well, okay. All right.
We pushed our luck with that one.
She's a dirty little girl.
What department store is that? I've never been to that one.
Where's that one located?
I have a couple of questions.
Could you come in the back?
We may have to get the gayness out of this show and play bra bingo next, Anthony.
That would be nice. Get out the bingo cards.
Get out the bingo cards?
Sure, why not?
Hey, where's the girl with the one leg? The hot girl with the one leg?
She should be in about between 5 and 5:30.
I thought she was going to be here by 4:30.
No, that's...
All right. We'll go to the FU line as we take a break, Ant.
All right.
Hey, thanks for calling, and here's the Opie and Anthony FU line.
Yeah, this is Danny. I want to give out a big FU to my boy James. Always turns into a big pussy when his girlfriend calls. Dude, she lives in Pennsylvania. You haven't even boned her yet, and she's 16. Grow some goddamn balls, man. You're still my boy, but FU.
Next message.
Yeah, I want to give a big FU out to all these goddamn friggin' moron summer school kids. It's bad enough during the year when these f***ing jerk-offs are all on the bus screaming like a bunch of animals. But then in the summer, you get the real brain running around, hanging from the rooftops of the buses like a bunch of f***ing monkeys, scratching their initials into cars at the bus stop. You all, you goddamn animals, you goddamn monkey sticks. All you friggin' idiots shouldn't be in summer school. Should send you right to jail. 2 months in jail for the whole summer. F you.
End of message.
Yeah, this is Slash from Slash the Snake Pit, and you're listening to Opie and Anthony, and that's your problem.
Anthony, Sam Adams.
Sam Adams. Oh, boy, here we go. What is this copy about? You know, Major League Baseball's All-Star Game? Going to be played
tonight.
Tonight, that's right. Sam Adams is asking people all across the country, which one of the following world-class baseball pitchers from past and present would you like to share a picture of Sam Adams with? Nolan Ryan, Cy Young, Satchel Paige, Roger Clemens, Sandy Koufax, Bob Gibson, Pedro Martinez, Greg Maddux, don't know, or other. Personally, I'd like to share a picture of Sam Adams with blank, because, put who you choose here. I'll say Roger Clemens. He could throw the pitcher at me when we're done. He gets to pitch against fag boy Piazza.
Easy.
What? I can't wait to see it.
I can't even defend the guy.
Get rid of blonde hair.
Oh,
Sam Adams.
Sam Adams.
Opie and Anthony. 1027 WNEW.
Jam, Black Betty, from the Blow soundtrack.
Blow.
This is the Opie and Anthony Show. 877-692-1027 is our phone number. We want to play Bra Bingo.
Yeah, haven't played that in a while.
Yeah, but we want the fine listeners to play along at home. If you're hanging out with a bunch of people, this is a great game to play. Want to explain Bra Bingo, Ant?
Well, let me have one of the cards.
Okay.
It's a fun game. You can play along at home.
We'll give everyone a chance to make up their bingo cards before we actually play the game, so.
Yeah, you got to make a blank bingo card. You know what that is. It's got a 5 across and 5 down.
5x5.
5x5 card with the free spot in the middle.
Free boob, we call it.
It's the free boob spot in the middle. And what we do is we take calls from ladies
They will call up with their bra size, and the card will have different bra sizes in the boxes instead of just numbers like regular bingo. And when a girl calls and gives her size and it matches one on your card, you X that one off. And then when you get five in a row, up, down, side to side, or diagonal, you win. Bra bingo. What you got to do, though, to make your card at home is get the 5x5 card and then pick random bra sizes.
Yeah, don't put all the obvious ones in a row.
Yeah, you put them all in a row. That's cheating.
We make our bingo cards through a computer. Very, very random.
They spit out random bra sizes.
All over the card.
Anywhere from, what, like the 32A, double A, all the way up to
like a 44 double D.
48F or something like that. I don't know.
Yeah, there's a couple freak sizes that we throw in there as a goof.
And then you mix them all up and you pick them out of a hat or something and just fill in your card.
Right. So you'll have about 10 minutes to get your bingo card together, all right?
Yeah.
We'll play broad bingo. 5x5 card. The middle square is the free boob. You get that for free. It's already X'd out.
Mm-hmm.
And fill in your card with random bra sizes.
Are we going to get a home winner or just let them play at home?
If they're hanging with their friends, you know,
yeah,
smoking dope and stuff, a good way to pass the time.
All right.
We got a guy on the line that has 30 girls for the teen car wash, Anthony. Jordan!
Hey, what's up, guys?
How are you, man?
I got 30 girls lined up. I'm fresh out of high school, so they're all just turning 18. And,
How did you get a hold of 30 teenage girls?
Okay, well, yesterday I had a vision. You guys inspired me. We got 30 girls. We called up everyone we knew. They're all going to be wearing matching T-shirts that say, "We're owned by Jordan and Adam." That's me and my friend. And they're going to have WOW on the back. And if I can get more than that, can I come meet you guys?
If you get 30 girls, you can meet us.
Yeah?
Yeah. Hell yeah.
I could probably get them to do some crazy stuff, too.
Well, here's the deal with the teen car wash.
Pimp in the high school.
Yeah, we want to make this happen next week, if possible. We need a space, a huge space. We want to make a lot of money for some charity, still to be determined. And, yeah, we're going to have teenage girls washing cars all day long.
And squeegeeing windshields.
Yeah, teen squeegee as well. And they're going to wear little half shirts with no bras on and, you know, nice little tight shorts. And we're going to have a fun day.
Yeah, tonight we're going to Kmart. We're going to buy their jerseys, as they call them, look-like T-shirts.
No, they got to be little, you know, baby tees.
No, we're going to cut them down.
Yeah, you better cut them down.
Damn straight.
For some reason, we can't find a location yet. I'm very surprised.
Come on.
We need a place that a lot of us can hang out for the day.
And cars can drive through.
Yeah, obviously
like accessible.
Obviously a place that has a lot of traffic. So, as soon as we figure it out, we'll let everyone know. But, Jordan.
All right, man. I just want to let you guys know.
We got
you. You're a Tyler Durden to us. We're starting up little branches of stuff that you guys do.
Nice. A little Fight Club action.
Yep.
We got little fight clubs in all these little cities all over America now. We got a little Opie and Anthony, you know, thing happening in Columbia.
We filmed teenage girls making out, all that kind of stuff. If you can invite me and my friend to the studio, we got some stories to share.
Right. Yeah, bring the videos.
Jordan, all we ask is to be cool. You know that.
I know. No, they're it's all legal. It's all legal, guys.
All right, cool, Jordan.
All right.
Thanks
a lot.
Bye.
Bye.
Let's go to Chrissy. Chrissy, what's up?
Yeah.
Hey.
Hey.
You're on the radio. What's going on?
Oh, just was turning into a 92.3. We normally had a lot of music on, and then I heard these guys on. I didn't know what was going on.
Oh, you listened to Extreme Radio in Cleveland.
Yeah.
Right.
And it was a new station, I guess, just came out a few weeks ago, and I loved it. And on my drive, you know, home, I didn't hear any music, and I didn't know what was going on.
Would you like to talk to programming, ma'am?
No, that's all right.
Do you have a complaint about the station or show on the air?
No, not at this time.
Then why are you calling?
Just trying to figure out what was going on. Are you guys going to be on all the time? Or?
Yeah, what the hell? We're going to be on all the time, sure.
Oh, well, there you go. I guess it answers my question then.
Are you enjoying what you're hearing or what?
I don't know. To be honest, it kind of sounds like Howard Stern's show.
Oh,
That old gag.
All right,
whatever.
Chrissy.
I love Howard Stern, so.
All right, Chrissy. Well, we're going to be around for a while. Give us a listen, okay?
All right, thanks.
All right.
Bye.
Thanks. She wasn't biting.
No. We need some girls to call for bra bingo. 877-692-1027 as the guys get their bingo cards together, Anthony.
Yes.
Who's playing today in the studio? I'm going to play. Ann's going to play. Rick's going to play. Ben, you want to play?
Sure.
All right. Want to get the guy from New York Magazine to play? Oh, no. He's just here to observe.
Just observing today? Or you want to...
I'll play.
You'll play? All right, the guy from New York Magazine.
It's exciting when you get almost all of them. You get four, and you're like, ooh, I'm almost there. I need one more.
New York Magazine doing a little piece on us, Anthony.
Yes.
We had Rolling Stone in here yesterday, New York Magazine.
Yeah, I heard. That made me really happy.
Can imagine. All right, here. Pass out the cards.
Thank you.
Well, here.
One at a time.
Does everyone else have a...
Find the best one.
I'm not looking for the best one.
Take one and pass it back. Yeah, you can't play two cards and don't look for any trends in the...
I need a pen.
Bra size.
You think everyone's got their bra bingo cards made?
I would hope so.
5x5 card. Middle square is the free boob square. Just random bra sizes everywhere else, and you can play along at home, okay?
Uh-huh.
We should get, like, a bra bingo card up on the website where they could download. We should have a program. You download and get a random bra bingo card with all the sizes in it.
That makes much too much sense.
Why not?
Yeah.
All right, I'll give them, like, one more minute just quickly. Don't forget to vote for the mom you'd like to F on WNEW.com. We're announcing the winners tomorrow, finally.
Oh, yeah, that's still going on.
Early in the show tomorrow, we'll announce the winner to the trip to Myrtle Beach, okay?
Is the voting close, Opie?
It's really close. That's why it's important that everyone votes. We got five ladies left. Three out of the five will win something from this contest, and two are going home with nothing.
Sure, it's close.
It really is close.
Shut up, man.
Close to over.
No. Sure, it's close.
It's close. You want to know the truth?
What?
There are two girls. Fighting it out for that trip to Myrtle Beach out of those five. That's not giving anything away, right?
Yeah. Which two? All right, I know this one and this one.
Which one? Let me see. You might be wrong.
And everyone knows.
Okay. No, I wouldn't say a word.
This one?
Uh-huh.
And that one?
Correct the mundo.
And how close is it?
Honestly, it's really close.
Let me see the voting. You're lying.
No, I'm not.
No, he's not.
Get the latest vote from Steve or Scott Colombo. It's really close.
All right, have Steve get that for me.
All right.
Because I'm not believing you after I saw yesterday's results.
No, it's really close. Go to WNEW.com and vote for your favorite mom you'd like to F. Very important as the contest ends. The voting ends like at 3 o'clock tomorrow, and then we'll announce it early in the show. All right? Okay, I think we've stalled enough, Anthony. I think a lot of people who want to play bra bingo with us have their bingo cards ready.
All right, let me look here. And we get to meet a lot of fine ladies during this contest.
You know, I'm hoping to cover every city we're on in with bra bingo. So if you're from a city besides New York, let us know, okay?
All right.
So it's bra bingo. Once again, 5x5 card, random bra sizes. Don't put all the good bra sizes in a row. That's cheating. And then the center one is the free boob square, okay?
Yeah.
All right, let's start with Laura.
Laura, hello?
Hello. I'm from Queens, 36D.
You're saying 36D?
Yes.
All right, let me see if I have that. I hope so, because
how... Mike... Oh, okay.
God damn it.
I was... You don't have 36D on your card, Anthony?
I got it.
Everyone should have 36D on their card. 36D. Are they nice, Laura?
Oh, they're very nice.
Oh, yes.
And what even told me so.
And what are you doing today?
What am I doing today? Yeah. I just got home from work.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Are you going to be tanning in the nude or anything?
No. No, not today.
All right. Thank you.
36D, very good size.
Yeah, that's an easy one for everyone. Everyone has it in the studio, right? Okay.
Nope.
Lauren, wait. Ian from New York Magazine, you don't have?
You don't have a 36D?
No, I'm missing it.
Right, man.
Oh, that's a D? I'm sorry.
Yeah, Rick's penmanship sucks.
Oh, that wasn't me. That was Rachel, the intern.
Oh, it was?
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, her penmanship's fine.
Let's move on to Lauren.
Hi, Opie.
Hey, what's that?
How are you?
I'm doing good, Lauren. How are you?
I'm 38 full D.
38 full D. Where are you calling from?
New Jersey.
New Jersey. Oh!
It's me.
Corner Square.
Son of a bitch.
Corner Square.
She sounded like she liked you.
That's the chick from the Roadshow wants to be my latest stalker.
Oh, really? Is that why I was wondering why you hung up on her so quickly?
I don't want to deal with that
right now.
She is a wacko. Let's go to Liza. Liza.
Hey, what's up?
What's up?
Got 3650.
36 what?
B.
D?
B.
B, B,
B, B.
36.
B as in baby.
B.
And Liza, you calling from Philly?
Philly.
How's it sounding on WYSP?
It's sounding great.
All right, very good.
36B. This is doing me no good.
Why?
I'm getting just X's randomly. I should have a line here somewhere. That's going to do nothing for me.
I got 36B.
That's me.
I just need three to win. I
hate this game.
Me too.
Thank you, Liza. Me.
No problem.
From Philly.
I don't think I've ever won Bra Bingo.
Huh?
Opie, like, has this fixed, I think, or something.
No, I don't. Liz, you're next for Bra Bingo.
Hey, guys.
How are you?
Hi.
Hold on.
I recognize the voice.
It's me, yeah.
The winner of the wet T-shirt contest?
Yep.
From the road show?
Oh, man.
Uh-huh. That would be me.
All right, someone sent us new pictures from the road show, and I don't even know if we could display any of these pictures on any website.
Brand spanking new pictures of you from the road show.
This guy.
Can somebody send them to me, then? Because there's only that. I've only seen that picture 48, and I don't know about the money shot, you know?
well, this guy has a picture, a close-up picture of your peach.
Very close up. I mean, it's...
I don't need a picture of that. So.
It's full screen on the computer monitor from hip to hip and from just the area.
And Liz...
It's a nice wax job, though, isn't it?
Yes. Yes. And Liz, I didn't know you only had four fingers on your right hand.
Yeah.
I learned something.
At times, I do only have, so...
Thought she was missing a finger.
Yeah, I know. That was very graphic, the picture.
If you want to see pictures of Liz and a lot of pictures from the road show, go to WNAW.com. Liz.
Yes, it's a 34B, as if you guys didn't already see it and know that already.
34B.
34B.
Yep.
All right, that's helping me out a little bit.
I got that.
Anything for you, Aunt.
Who needs two?
I only need three.
I need two.
You guys, need two?
I need two.
I'm down in needing two.
God, but I need a freak to call.
Thank you, Liz.
All right, bye.
All right.
I'm in good shape here now.
Let's move on to Michelle. Michelle.
Hey.
How are you today?
I'm good. How are you?
You're good.
Day's going well?
Oh, I'm from Philly, yeah.
Oh, you're from Philly.
Yeah.
Nice. Enjoying the show so far down there in Philly?
Yeah, it's great.
All right, cool. Well, what are you doing today?
I'm coming home from work.
Mm-hmm. You're on the highway?
Yeah.
And you want to play Bra Bingo and help us out?
Sure.
All right, Michelle, what's your bra size?
What?
Michelle?
34D.
34D? Your phone's crapping out. Is it 34D?
Yeah, 34D.
Okay, I'm going to hang up on you because your phone sucks. 34D.
How close?
One more.
You only need one already?
One more, and it's doable. It's a doable size.
All right, let me go to Joyce. Hey, Joyce.
Hi.
Hi, what's going on?
Not much. How you guys doing today?
Is this Joyce from under the console?
Yes, it is.
Hi, I'm recognizing everyone's voice today.
Jeez.
How are you?
Pretty good, Joyce.
Good.
Joyce has got back, so.
Yes. 38B like boy.
38B?
38B.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I got 38B.
Nothing.
Hello.
Yeah. You're useless to me.
Joyce, did you enjoy the road show?
It was a blast.
Yeah,
it
fun,
was
right?
So much fun. I stayed till the very bitter end. It was great.
Cool.
It was great.
All right. Well, thanks for helping us out with Bra Bingo.
You're welcome. Take care. Bye. God,
Joyce from under the console, Anthony. Come on. Let's go to Heather. Heather!
What's up, boys?
How are you?
I'm good.
Who is she, Opie?
No one special.
That's the first one I don't know. Where are you calling from?
Yonkers.
Yep. And you're driving home from work?
No, I'm laying in the sun all day.
Oh, cool.
Oh, sunning yourself.
Yes.
Sunning those beautiful watts.
36 C's.
Oh my God.
Are you serious?
I win. I've got it.
You won Bra Bingo already?
You're welcome, Anthony.
Yes. Thank you.
That is a very nice bra size, too, Heather.
Yes,
I have
are you in a little bikini?
Sizes.
I am.
Nice.
Let me call out my sizes. 34B, mm-hmm. 34D, mm-hmm. My free boob spot in the middle,
yeah. Nice.
36C, uh-huh. And, of course, 38D. There it is. Right. I win, finally.
Heather.
I never win.
I'm sorry, Obi.
You're killing me today.
I'm sorry.
That was a quick game.
That was a quick game. It usually takes a little longer. We might have to play another one today.
Yeah.
Uh-oh, that means someone's going to have to make up more bingo cards.
We got some extras.
We do?
Laying around.
And it gives people at home a chance to make up their card.
All right, if you guys want to play the second game of broad bingo today, 5x5 bingo card. Center square is the free boob square. And then you got to put in random sizes all over the place. Don't put all the popular bra sizes all in a row, okay?
Like I did.
Heather, hold on. We're going to give you something.
Thank you.
For being the winning bra size. Hold on. There she goes, Heather.
Wow. I never win that game. And I won quickly. Right when I was bitching about it. Now I just seem like I was whining.
Oh, man. Angela.
Hi, how are you?
Pretty good. What's up?
Good. I just wanted to ask you if I could come down and bring you my CD that I sang on. And I just wanted to actually thank everybody for like being so cool to me because I really appreciate it.
This is Angela from Bellevue.
Yeah.
You're still in the Moms I'd Like to Have contest.
Thank you. I want to say that, you know, that I'm a joker, playing. I'm a smoker, I'm a midnight toker.
Is she back
on the
meds?
I'm playing my music in the sun. Whatever.
I'm a wacko.
I love you guys so much. Thank you. You inspired my life.
I'm a wacko. I'm a schizo.
Really? You inspired my life.
Angela?
You really did because I was on the bottom of a bottomless pit, and I just want to thank you. Really like the song.
Angela, it sounds like...
I know. I'm okay. I just want to thank
Angela,
you.
Angela, it sounds like you sound like the kooky Bellevue, Angela.
See, again. There we go.
Angela.
We'll be in a straitjacket now. Take me...
Angela, it sounds like you're on the meds.
Let's quickly catch everybody up on this. Angela, if you watched the HBO Bellevue special, Angela was one of the people that they focused on in the special. It aired right after one of the episodes of Sopranos, so I'm thinking a lot of people saw it. And she was the one that her dad died and her cat got taken and put back in the North Shore Animal League, and she was singing to Daddy's home and reaching in the air and saying, I love you, Daddy. And acting really kooky. Weren't you, Angela?
I love my father so much. I love my father. You don't even know. When he died, a part of me went with him.
This sounds just like it did.
I love him.
Do you hear the music, Angela?
Yeah, I hear it.
In your eyes.
Sing along, Angela. Sing along.
Your daddy's home.
Sing like you did at Bellevue.
Daddy's home. To stay.
Sing along, Angela.
I can't.
Oh, no.
Holy cow.
Angela, don't cry.
I'm all right.
Oh,
holy
no.
Cow, this is the real Angela again.
Stop it. What happened,
wait,
Angela?
What happened?
I'm okay.
Oh, no. Wait a minute. We've been able to joke about that for like four weeks.
No, I'm laughing and crying at the same time.
Oh, no.
I had a spiritual awakening from you guys.
Oh, we're going to have to bring Angela down. Angela, where are you?
I'm at a friend's house. Actually, a friend that actually saved my life last night.
What
John
happened last
Castellad.
Night? What?
John Castellad.
What happened last night?
I have
night?
A lot of friends that... No, I've been really down lately because nobody really understands, like, what happened to me, like, in my life. You know, I'm trying to...
Oh, no. So what did you try to do?
No. I've been trying to protect my family, like, my whole life, you know, and I love them so much, and I love you guys, you know. People put you down all the time, and I'm always sticking up for you guys.
Well, yeah.
Thank you.
I'm a warrior. I was in... No, really. There was a car accident, and I stopped it on Bay Ridge Parkway and Fifth Avenue. I'm sorry. I'm so sorry.
That's all right. We dumped out.
I'm so sorry.
So these people what?
People were trying to, like, you know, get away, and I stopped it.
What do you
know what I mean? I just
I was going to ask her, what is she insane? But
I'm not insane. You know what?
Are you crazy? You don't get involved.
I am.
Don't get involved with anything.
But you know what? There's too many people dying out there. I just want to be heard. And people need to chill and have peace in this world because if we don't, we're going to die of broken hearts, man.
Oh, Angela.
No, I really mean it.
You're sounding a little down.
No, I'm okay. I'm okay. Believe me.
Wow, Angela, what happened?
No,
you're having like a little relapse. We haven't seen this side of you yet.
No, I swear. You know what? You know, I just want to be heard, but just like everybody else.
All right. When do you want to come down, Angela?
I can come down tomorrow.
All right, come on down tomorrow.
Yeah, I'm good.
You all right?
They're coming to take me away. Ha ha. No.
I have to joke
about it now because I've been through so much. I trained with Tony Pinto, who trained with Chuck Norris.
Medications don't work. Nothing works here. I've been here for 7 years. I hate this place. Medications don't work. Nothing works here. I've been here for 7 years.
Hello?
No.
Daddy's home. Daddy's home to stay.
Yeah, I'm fine. I'm laughing. My friends make me feel so much better.
Okay.
I danced at Peggy O'Neill's last night. There was talent night.
All right.
And, no, I'm okay.
Wow. Okay.
Wow. Well, guy, I'm walking around with no top on right now.
Nice.
I'm wowing it right now.
Nice.
34B, as in boy.
All right, Angela.
I'm okay.
All right, baby. Make sure you're all right.
Yeah, I'm fine. I just needed.
Are you on any meds or anything?
No, I don't. I'm actually going to see my therapist this week.
Right.
Yeah, I'm good.
You get in there.
All right, listen.
Yeah, I'm fine.
Listen,
you know what I mean? I know what reality is now.
Okay.
Angela. I know what's real, and I love you guys so much. You keep on doing what you're doing. You're not doing anything wrong. Don't ever let anybody tell you you're doing something wrong. Because you're doing what you wanted to do.
All right, Angela.
All right,
I love
Angela.
You guys.
Angela,
no, really.
Thanks. Angela.
I'm okay.
Okay. Angela.
I'm okay. All right.
We haven't asked you in the last 10 minutes. Angela.
I'll see you guys tomorrow.
Oh, wait. We're going to break, and I want you to sing us out. Sing something as we go to
okay.
break here. All right? This is Angela from Bellevue.
Trevor's lost hello rent. Rooms to rent 50 cents. No phone, no pets. I ain't got no cigarettes left throughout the pushing room by the whatever room. Man, I'm in, King of the road. That's it.
All right, we'll see you tomorrow, Angela.
I love you guys. Bye.
Oof. Okay, terrific.
Yeah, okay, terrific. Wow. Just when... Tommy wants Angela in the death pool. No, Tommy. Tommy, calm
it.
Down. Tommy. The hell is Tommy out of his mind? Tommy.
Stop it.
Tommy.
I can't get it?
She's right on the edge. Calm down.
Come on. I just need to put me on the phone. We would have been going even better. Like, how much does Daddy miss you? You miss Daddy.
No. Sons of bitches.
She's on the meds, baby. She's on the meds.
You know, Jay makes a good point on 7. Jay?
There's definitely something different going on here.
Yeah, there's a huge difference between the last time Angela was on our show.
No question about
well,
it.
Well, that's what happens when you have some kind of thing going on like that in your brain. Some days you're fine, and she was fine for quite a while. And she sounds okay now, but there's just this little... You know what it is? You're hearing a little bit of the Angela that we saw in the special, just for the fact that I guess she was a little down and...
Yeah. All right, Jay, thank you.
Peace, boy.
Kind of a manic okay. thing, you know. Goes kind of up and down. And
Sully?
What's up?
Hey.
Two words. Cable guy.
All right,
holy
Sully.
Crap.
People are awful. I can't believe she started crying. That's horrible.
I didn't think she was going to cry.
We had played that song 20 times.
We've goofed on that part of the special a million times. All right. We might play another round of Broad Bingo because that one took way too...
It was quick.
Too quick, yeah.
Yeah, it was really quick. And it'll give people time to make up their cards.
Well, congratulations, Anthony, on the fine Bra Bingo win. Yes, Steve, from FoundryMusic.com?
Speaking of Bra Bingo, I just got off the phone with my programmer, Jeff. He's working on a program that will randomly create Bra Bingo cards.
Wow, look at you guys.
Ah, and you'll be able to get that on Foundry Music?
All right.
You'll be able to print them out and play along at home.
Easily downloadable. Or you'll put the Hubble telescope in a new orbit. One
That's
or the other.
Right.
With the ease of navigation that is Foundry Music.
Exactly. I can't even get mad anymore.
Thanks, Steve.
That website is cool. Getting pounded, though, man.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's a great way to catch up on the show if you're new.
Right.
And if you're an old fan, you get all the new stuff on there that we're doing lately.
And that's FOUNDRYmusic.com.
Well, there's radio, there's edgy, there's psychotic, and then there's ONN.
The Opie and Anthony Show.
You guys are an undisciplined child wielding ultimate power.
Power by Opie and Anthony. Owned by Infinity Broadcasting. This is 1027 WNEW, New York.
And we're back with the Opie and Anthony Show. 877-692-1027. A lot of ladies on hold to play another round of Broad Bingo, Anthony. We have Otto and George outside the studio.
Do they get two separate cards if they play?
We could have Otto and George play with us. Also, Sandy Kane is upstairs.
Ah.
I don't know why she stopped by today.
I just came down for
And we have a girl that's really hot with one leg stopping by as well.
Retard.
She wants in on our cripple bounce.
Yeah.
Well, we get a lot of people coming out of the woodwork for that, but none we could really team up for competition.
Yeah, we got to, well, we got to team up all the cripples.
I know.
We're getting like a guy in a wheelchair, but then we got a one-legged guy.
And then we got a blind guy.
And a deaf guy. We're just trying to organize it.
The blind boxing will happen.
Yeah.
Sooner than later, because we have about five or six blind guys that want to box now. It was supposed to go down today, but Blind Steve backed out on us. He had a meeting or something.
Yeah.
I hope he's legit, because Dave is really pissed off at Steve.
Mm-hmm.
That could be a really good blind fight. A lot of people say we should have a blind Royal Rumble.
That'd be a little much.
That would be insane.
Hard to call.
Hey, really fast, was anyone else watching the Today Show this morning? A guy made a complete fool of himself.
No, I missed it.
You missed it?
Yeah, I usually don't wake up that early.
I was tooling around, and there's a guy, a young guy, he couldn't have been more than, like, I don't know, early 20s,
mm-hmm.
in the front line, and he asked his girlfriend to marry him, Anthony.
Yeah.
So they get back from commercial. You know, he does the whole plea, I love you, blah, blah, blah. And
blah, blah, blah.
I want you to marry me.
Now, very popular thing to do on the Today Show.
Now, the Today Show eats something up like that, of course.
I love it.
So they get back from commercial, and they said you may have been watching whatever this guy's name was, you know, ask his girlfriend to marry him. Well, we have his girlfriend on the line. And then they go, Susie or whatever her name was. Susie, did you hear, you know, your boyfriend and say he wants to marry you?
Mm-hmm.
And she goes, yeah. And then Matt Lauer goes, so what do you think? And now they're all expecting the big, oh, yes, I'll marry him.
Wait, he was there live.
He was there live.
He's proposing. She's on the phone?
Well, he did it just out of the blue.
Oh, okay. So he's
then
one
of the producers from the Today Show obviously said, wow, this is pretty cool.
Give me the number. We'll get on the phone.
We can make something of this. We'll call your girlfriend up, see if she was watching, and we'll get the answer for you.
How romantic.
So Matt Lauer has got the lady on the phone and asked if she saw the boyfriend asking her to, you know, marry him.
Uh-huh.
And she goes, yes, I saw that.
Uh-oh.
And then there's just dead silence. And then Matt, he doesn't know what to do, so he's like, is there anything else you want to say? Like, maybe I do?
I'm on the phone. Put it back in your pants. yeah, I'm kind of busy right now. Ow, use more lube.
So Matt goes, is there anything else you want to say? And they have the guy, just his face on the screen.
Fire.
She does not say I do. She doesn't say I don't. She says nothing. It was so...
dead silence.
So effing uncomfortable. And then Matt hinted again, is there anything else you want to say? And she goes, well, I hope he comes home soon.
Ah!
It's a little joke.
Ouch.
The guy made a complete fool of himself on national TV this morning.
Oh, that hurts.
Oh. So then it was just uncomfortable as you're looking at this tool.
He's going to pull a Dickie Betts on it when he gets home.
Right.
Whoa, smack.
Oh, you made me look like an idiot on national television. Get back into the war. So Vince, marry me. Vince Vaughn is in the studio because he's promoting a new movie. He was so uncomfortable. He goes, dude, man, we're doing a premiere tonight in New York. Well, be my guest. There's going to be plenty of ladies there.
Yeah, well, you got to help a guy out like that that just made a fool of himself on national television.
And then the guy's like, well, can I bring my friend?
The guy was such a freaking tool.
My question is, how do you go back home after that?
Yeah.
How do you face your friends? Oh. Screw going back home. How do you face your friends?
You look like you're such a tool, dude.
You dick.
Yeah, that's bad. You're going to get razzed for the rest of your life.
Man, when you ask that question, you got to make sure you know what the answer is going to be.
Especially hey, Bobby, I got a videotape. You want to watch? Right. Look at this idiot professing his love.
Is there anything else you want to say to him?
Yeah, watch this bunch. Watch this bunch. You hear that?
Yeah, I hope he comes home soon.
I hope he comes home soon. What a tool.
That's not I do, my friend.
Ugh.
It was pretty damn funny. So uncomfortable. And the unshaved Al Roker, yeah, with his cane, I know.
What has he got a cane for?
No, his cripple stick, whatever, the crutch.
Oh, does it actually have the handcuff on it?
Yeah.
Oh, the handcuff is the worst crutch of them all.
Yeah, because yesterday on the Today Show, they had to show his knee surgery.
Oh, God.
How come any time on the Today Show they have a procedure, we have to sit through it and see it? Katie Couric's colon. Remember that?
That was classic.
Who the hell wanted to see that?
That was classic.
Now, I swear to God, the people don't realize. They think, hey, this is going to be an interesting story that'll captivate the American psyche. We'll be able to show it. No. Now, all I see when I look at Katie Couric is her getting a pipe. Mm-hmm. That's all I'm thinking every time I see her now is Katie Couric laying on the table taking the pipe. Taking a lot of the pipe.
She took a lot of the pipe.
She had to. They got to photograph her colon.
Well, now they got Al Roker. They showed everything.
Him maybe if he
completely
didn't
knocked out and they had to lift his body up to give him the epidural or whatever.
Did Greenpeace help?
Into the spine.
They're pretty experienced with rolling over huge mammals.
And now he hasn't shaved in a while because he's been out, rehabilitating the knee. He looks just completely stupid.
Does he look like a bear? Like just a big grizzly bear or something?
I can't put my finger on it. He looks like something, man.
A huge Ewok. God, maybe if you didn't weigh 1,000 pounds, your knee wouldn't blow out on you.
Says it's from a car accident 15 years ago, Anthony.
Oh, is that what it is?
And he had reconstructive surgery. It was supposed to last 10, and he went another 5 years, and now he had to get the procedure done again.
Is that the official story?
Yeah.
And I think if you didn't weigh 1,000 pounds, your knee wouldn't blow out on you. And then did I say that?
And then the other knee needs the same thing, Anthony.
Oh, because of a different accident?
But he's going to put that off for as long as he can.
God, you know what I think,
Opie?
I have
no effing life. Because I do hate the show, and you could call up Sandy right now. She'll tell you, because I just scream at the TV.
You didn't watch The Blonde-Haired Regis?
Oh, I did check that out yesterday.
If you want to watch any daytime television, you got to watch The Blonde-Haired Regis.
And the
Summer Blonde Month.
And Blonde-Haired Gelman.
Blonde-Haired Gelman.
Oh, God.
As if Gelman doesn't look homosexual enough. We put him in blonde hair. Gelman, you're a flaming fag. Kelly Ripa's more of a man than you. I guess they're going for the whole Mike Piazza look.
Regis dyed his hair back, but now he just looks like an old man with a dye job.
Yeah.
He just screwed up his hair forever.
Forever.
And Gelman still has the blonde hair. It looks completely ridiculous.
Gelman, it's great. When his face is buried in the pillow, I think it's a woman. It looks like that dyke that was with Ellen. What's her name?
Anne Hayes
with the short hair.
Yeah.
And she had the same ass that Gelman 9-year-old boy has.
There he is. Look, he's celebrating his 70th birthday in the paper today. Even though his birthday's not until August, Anthony.
Well, why is he celebrating?
I don't know.
Jesus Christ.
Maybe
he does
look trash. He probably is. Come on, he's Irish.
What? Noah's funny. And we've talked about this with Regis, Anthony.
Yeah.
John Stewart was hosting with him.
Yeah.
Really funny guy. We love Stewart on this show. And you know how we discuss how Regis doesn't know anything about his gas?
I have no clue what you do.
He would interview the people from Survivor and have no clue what the show was about. He does this all the time if you really want to have fun when you watch Regis.
He knows nothing. My favorite whole thing with Regis knowing nothing was when they brought the computers out.
Yeah.
I think Dell or something was doing a promotion with the Regis Philbin show there, and they wheeled out these computers that they were going to give away to some rube in Texas that could answer a question. So Regis had to demonstrate the computer. He couldn't even turn it on. And then he gets all upset, and everyone's laughing at him. But you can tell he just feels like an idiot. I don't know where the on button is here, and I'm supposed to be, what is that, down trolling? What do you do with these? Gentlemen, help me here. And they're all laughing at him. I have a floppy what? No, I don't. Ask George. Hard as a rock, unless I'm drunk. That's great. I was in P-Town by the with my blonde hair by the pizza place. I couldn't get a guy. With my blonde hair. Then I met Marco.
Yeah, I love the callback, man.
He gave up the balloon knot.
Yeah. So this morning...
I had the sausage. Don't slice it. What am I, a piggy bank? That old gag.
This morning, he has Jon Stewart. And I guess The Daily Show and Jon Stewart won a Peabody Award.
Yeah.
So they're talking about that. And then all of a sudden he goes, you know, that's great. You know, that show you do, The Daily News.
The Daily News? Is that the show? He gets everything wrong.
He always gets things wrong.
And the funniest thing, he's on the goddamn game show where you got to answer questions. And you look into the face of a guy that couldn't answer one of these goddamn questions.
Jon Stewart's a nice guy because I would have just broke out laughing. And John's like, you could tell he's a little uncomfortable because he's like, oh, my God, the guy just, he doesn't know the name of the show. So John's like, yeah, I guess I'll just start calling that now.
You're on 60 Minutes. Is that the show? What are you on?
We'll check you out at...
The Daily News.
On the Daily Planet.
No, it's
the Daily Planet. The Daily Show, you idiot.
So you're Dudley Do-Right. What was that? Oh, Gelman, help me.
And then he had Puff Daddy on. I don't care what he's calling himself. He's Puff Daddy.
P. Diddy. I even know that tool.
P. Diddy.
P. Diddy. Well, Puff Daddy, he goes to Puff Daddy's parties out in the Hamptons. How quickly do you lose your street cred when you got Regis going to your Hampton parties? Whew.
Regis is a gangster now.
P. Diddy, I'm a gangster.
Right.
Gelman, remember, always keep the trap open so I could drop my Glock in there if the heat's not pulling us over. I'm not going down like Biggie Smalls. I want armor plating on the side of my door. And I'm wearing the blonde hair now as a disguise. I'm East Coast, Gelman. I'm East Coast. Don't be dissing me if you're West Coast. Kelly Ripa's my hoe. I love her. I'm not getting caught on weapon charges. Can't you see? You hypnotize me.
Regis, Regis.
Regis, Regis.
Can't you
I'm
see?
Going back to Cali. I shot a cop in Oaktown. Yeah. He wasn't giving me my props, Gelman. I command respect. I'm a gangster.
So Puff Daddy was on, and Puff Daddy's showing a clip. He's in, I think, the Vince Vaughn movie, Anthony, right?
Yeah.
So Regis is like, let's see the clip of you in action in this movie.
Yeah.
And Puff Daddy's all proud that he's in this movie. This is the clip they showed. Almost as bad as the Colleen Haskell clip from The Animal where Colleen was on Regis and they showed the clip of her work in The Animal and it was the back of her head.
Yeah. It was like nothing.
Right.
You didn't get a clip of her at all.
No. it was Ben Stiller knocking on Puff Daddy's door because Puff Daddy was shooting black golf balls and one went through Ben Stiller's window. They're neighbors. And Ben Stiller's pretty psyched that Puff Daddy's living in the neighborhood but has to tell him, look, you know, stop, you know, hitting golf balls into my house. And Ben Stiller, hilarious. Yeah. Just going off for about 2 minutes. And Puff Daddy, his whole acting was him taking his shades and just tilting them down as Ben Stiller's talking.
You're a genius.
And then they come back from the clip, and you can just see Regis and Jon Stewart like, well, what do you say? He didn't do anything. And this is supposed to be him in action.
I still want to go to party. Shut up. Cruising down the street in my 6'4". Jocking the bitches. Slapping the horns, Gelman. I got a fat hoopty. Yeah. Gelman. Woo! You're gonna make me lose my mind.
Up in here. Y'all gonna make me act the fool. Oh, I'll go all out. See, I don't know because I'm reading. Y'all gonna make me act the fool. Up in here. Y'all gonna make me lose my cool, Gelman. Up in here. Bring it to you, coward. You don't expect me to do this, do you?
No. We can turn it off.
I'm straight out of Compton.
You are.
I'll bust a cap in your ass. Call me Reach Diddy.
Reach Diddy,
Gelman.
He's too friggin' much, man.
You hanging with J-Lo, Regis?
Yes, J-Lo. I love that, what they call booty.
Booty.
She's got the big booty, Kelvin.
Well, there you have that. I totally forgot where we were going.
That doesn't matter.
We ended up there. That's what we do.
I like that. She got booty for days. Booty for days.
All right, and why don't we take a break for Regis, whoever the hell you are right now. We got to get Otto and George in here. Sandy Kane in here. We got a bunch of lovely ladies ready to play broad bingo.
Mm-hmm.
We'll do all of that next, and the girl with the one leg is on the way, too. So
right.
Still a lot of show to go. Real funny comedian. He does our show from time to time. His name is Frank Caliendo. We were talking about this the other day, so we found it. Frank Caliendo.
Frank Caliendo.
Caliendo. Doing some Madden. Does a great John Madden impression as we go to break.
And the basic premise of Madden is he tells you things you already know. He's never given you any new information, just sitting there with the fox skadoodle drawing circles and guys' body parts. He'll tell you things like, if the quarterback, if he throws the ball and the receiver catches it in the end zone, and that's gonna be a touchdown.
Wow.
And
God damn, is that Madden.
Nailed it. Hey, and did you ever hear him, Troy Aikman lost his contact lenses a couple years ago, and man's like, here's a guy who, when he puts his contacts in, he can see better. Anything else? Nostradamus at the end zone. Here's a guy who, when he runs, he goes faster. Come on, one more thing. Here's a guy who, when he eats a lot, he takes a big dump later. Madden's so ridiculous, he could drive a guy to drinking, and that explains Pat Summerall's problem. But Summerall's got the great voice, doesn't he? He's got a wonderful voice. He doesn't use it, he just does those phrases. You know the video game, right? It's totally relevant or evident in the video. Here's a guy who, if he practiced more, he'd use the right word on the first try. Summerall's got the great voice, you know? He could be running, the guy's running down the field. He could paint the picture with the language, but all he does is say, to the 20, to the 25, there's a flag on the play. Hey, if the referee, if he throws a flag and he didn't make a mistake run there, right there, that's gonna be a penalty. Thanks, John.
Wow.
This is my favorite thing about Madden, though, that he'll do like 35, 40 million different things and throw them into a sentence, but it doesn't make sense, and nobody's paying attention because everybody's drunk by that time. Yeah. He's like, there's a guy, and you see, and then you know one time, and I saw these are the guys that when that, he's when sometimes, and then they're, and now you know it, that's why, and no, when these are one, you know, there's a, see that, you can't tell, Michael Irvin had a crack pipe on his sideline, these are the guy, you know that, and he says, a place for the helpful hardware man, and then you see, there's a rainbow out today. The way a rainbow works, you got the sun over here, and then there's a cloud over here, and then the rain comes down at the end of the rainbow. There's a pot of gold and a leprechaun, and he's do a little dance, make a little love, get down tonight, and maybe I had some of that crack. And then Brett Favre had a dog on his leg, and once a farmer had a dog, and Bingo was his name. Oh, I learned how to spell that in third grade. You clap, and then I-N-G-O, the dog was licking him. He's got a rash there. If he wants to get rid of it, boom, tough acting, to an actor, he'll get rid of it. You guys didn't even last the whole bit. That's my favorite part.
Ready? 3, 2, 1.
Opie and Anthony.
The Robert Downey Jr. is a radio.
Right.
We can't leave anything alone. Let's hear a mother-daughter queef over the phone.
You maybe. Pick autistic subjects.
Opie and Anthony. WNEW.
So tell me, when you took the practice scholastic aptitude test, did you know the answers or did you guess? You had high gimmicks to amuse your fans and act all urban to jack up your sound scheme. What's the matter with you? How come you rhyme monosyllabically? Is atrophy stricken your entire vocabulary? Your style's like garbage cans meant to be taken out on a weekly basis. But since your first record, you've been in a state of suspended animation. I digress, you always win a sorry and I always win a chess. Go get some Percocets.
It's the Opie and Anthony Show. That's right. 877-692-1027. Little taste of Clutch, Anthony. Clutch. Careful with that mic.
I love Clutch. It's a great band.
Regis, you love Clutch, huh?
I like the Clutch. Not one of my favorites, though. Not my forte. Is in the hip-hop.
You're into the hip-hop.
I like the hip-hop, Kelman.
Well, you're hanging with P. Diddy these days. He was on your show this morning. And,
Ice Baby.
You're going gangster on
dum,
it,
dum,
huh?
Dum, 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 dum. Ice Baby.
Regis?
Yeah.
That's kind of an old hip-hop
song. Do the Humpty Hump.
That's a really old hip-hop.
No, this is all current stuff.
Current?
I'm hip on what the kids are listening to.
You are.
Dum-dum-dum, dum-dum, dum-dum, can't touch this.
No.
Don't touch it, Gelman.
That's MC Hammer, man.
We got to pray. We got to pray just to make it today.
Do you know any DMX or...
Who?
DMX?
Who is that? I only know the current artist.
Yeah, like what?
I like big butts and I cannot lie.
That's so old.
I do. I like the fat-ass hoes.
You like the bleach blonde hoes with the big butts?
I like them bleach blonde with the big asses.
Yeah.
That's all right. And they like me because I could pay the rent. I like that. I got benefits.
Wow, that's a callback from 2 weeks.
I got the benefits.
2 week callback. Nice. Yeah. Do you know any M&M? There's one.
I love it. The green ones. They make you horny.
No. The artist.
It's candy.
M&M.
Never heard of them.
How about Dr. Dre? Snoop. Snoop Doggy Dog.
No, I like the new stuff.
A little gin and juice.
I said a hip-hop, a hippie, a hippity-bee, hip-hip-hop. You don't stop rocking. No. To the bang-bang boogie, set up Chuck the boogie. To the rhythm of the boogie, the beat.
That was a good song in its day, Reach, but that's a little old.
I just heard it last week. Oh, she's a brick house. No. I'm really going old school.
Are you into, like, Little Bow Wow?
Who?
Little Bow Wow.
Never heard of her.
No? All right, want to get Otto and George in here? We got to play Bra Bingo. These ladies have been on hold for, like, an hour.
Oh, man, that's right.
Yeah, we got to do another round of Bra Bingo. If you're just tuning in, fine game on the Opie and Anthony Show. You get a bingo card, a 5x5 bingo card. The middle square is the free boob square. And then the rest of the card, you fill in random bra sizes.
Mm-hmm.
And we're going to play with the ladies in a little bit, so get your cards ready. Don't put all the obvious bra sizes in a row so you win right away. But if you're right. With your friends, it's a good game to play as the girls call up the show and give their bra sizes. Otto and George in the studio.
Gentlemen.
What's How up? Are you, my niggas?
Oh, that's a good one. My nigga. Hey, I just seen a black guy with a tattoo in the lobby. He's like, yo, you like my tattoo? I don't see nothing. Where is it? You should have used whiteout, you filthy animal.
Oh, my God.
It's like an Irish guy buying a jockstrap. What are you going to put in there? It's a waste of money. I sugar. Black guys with tattoos, that's my new bit. Norris, steel.
It's good to, hey, it's good water.
Yeah. We might have to explain Otto and George to a few cities out there, huh? You've toured around, all right?
Shout out to Man Cow. Die, you arrogant piece of garbage. Die. You stink on ice.
You don't like the man cow,
I
huh?
I hate that prick.
I hate him, too.
Why? He didn't treat you well when you were on his show, Otto?
Yeah, he stinks. He's not funny. Horrible.
Yeah.
You guys are going to kill him. Kill him in the ratings.
Oh, yeah.
I know it.
We're on in the middle of the night in Chicago.
Yeah. Oh, really?
Yeah, they really.
We're working on it.
They really get our show in Chicago.
So what? Yeah. You'll catch up.
Yeah.
That guy stinks.
So George is the puppet.
George is a puppet, yeah.
Who says all the rude things.
Yeah.
See?
I say that's a lot how he gets of away with it. Things.
That's right.
I curse a lot.
That's right.
Use cursing as a crutch. It's more like a motorized wheelchair. Dump out.
We're dumping out already, Anthony.
I was reading an article today. Bob Barker just signed for another 6 years on The Price is Right. He's already 900 years old.
Yeah.
When is he going to die already? The first item up for bid was a stagecoach. They're going to be calling the... He's senile. They're going to be calling the show The Price is Pretty Freaking Close.
That's material.
What I love about Otto, it's radio. He doesn't need to bring in George.
Yeah.
But right. I don't think you could do it without George on your lap,
you
right?
You got to hang out with a puppet. You should be like that guy in Castaway talking to the soccer ball. You should be double dating with a coconut. You see that movie Castaway?
Yeah.
Well, was he on the island 5 years? You should have lit up the joint. 10 guys would have showed up. They would have been off the island. Right. Fire it up, man. Let's get out of here. Guy's got weed.
Hey, that's pretty all right.
What was that soccer ball's name?
Wilson.
Wilson.
Wilson, yeah.
Yeah.
I'm going to a support group now for people who've seen the movie I-A-A-I. What's that?
AI, right, yeah.
I'm in a support group now for people who want to kill themselves after watching it and the Jay Moore TV movie of the week. What, is that horrible? Ugh.
You didn't like Jay Moore's movie?
Did that stink?
Was that called Black
Jesus.
River? Black River was on, what, ooh, Fox or something the other night?
Wow.
Yeah, it was on after midnight.
Horrible.
To Jay's credit, he called the show and warned us that it was going to be really bad.
A preemptive, it sucked.
Yeah. Oh, man.
Someone, you know what, I don't want Jay mad at me for the line I'm about to say, but a bunch of people wrote in and said that Jay in that movie looked like the kid from Mask. Dennis?
Rocky Dennis?
Rocky yeah. Dennis.
Jesus, man.
I know.
That's
it's
cold.
Like 2 hours, he's walking around town looking to buy a calling card. Wants to call up Barry Katz. What the hell happened here? Hello, filthy Jew? Why am I in this piece of garbage?
That would be his agent, yes.
Yeah. Barry Katz.
Yeah.
Jay, I got a great movie for you. Just relax. It'll be fun. Just enjoy it. Be loose, man.
You'll get a check.
Filthy hook-nosed Jew guy.
Oh, my God.
See, it's okay, though. George says all the crap. It's not
it's
Otto.
A puppet.
It's the puppet. How can you get mad at a puppet?
It's a puppet.
Even though, I mean, we tell the story every time Otto's on the show. It got so rude at one of his shows once that someone did attack George the puppet.
Stabbed the puppet. Yeah.
Stabbed George the puppet.
Yes, there was a stabbing.
And hit your hand.
I got no insurance, man. I just got to lay there till I feel better.
No insurance for comedians.
Been too long, Otto. Oh,
yeah.
I'd like to do a quick impression. Paula Poundstone.
Okay.
Your Honor, I'd like a pop.
Wait.
I'm a fat hack. I lick snatch. I'm
no,
a guy.
No.
We're out of dump.
Hold on, we ran out of dump. And we were doing so well, Otto. We were doing so well.
Holy Jesus. What did he say? I didn't even hear
it. Yeah, it was bad.
Sorry.
It was really bad. The Paula Poundstone material might not play on the radio show.
Oh, no?
Oh, it's really funny. But...
Yeah, now they're blaming it on her drinking problem.
Yeah.
They're saying that she drinks a little bit and then might have done a couple of things under the influenza.
That's an excuse.
No. Wait.
Did he dump out?
Yeah, we dumped out.
Now we really don't have any dump left.
We don't have much dump left in our show. Look, everyone's running in saying, stop him now, please.
We got no dump left.
We're in 7 cities. This is bad.
Suddenly, I'm not half the man. George Harrison's dying, I heard.
I hear he's got brain cancer.
Ooh.
That's a bad illness.
They were saying, though, it's under control for now.
It's under control?
Yeah.
Brain cancer?
Oh, man. Fire up the bong. He's dead. Jeez, that's sad.
What else is going on? How is that?
Maybe I'm hesitant to bring up a subject.
Yeah, don't curse.
We're good. We're back to normal.
Don't curse.
We're almost back to normal?
Yeah.
Not yet? We're getting there slowly. Hey, why don't we bring Sandy Kate in? Have you met Sandy Kate?
No,
Yonato?
I
haven't.
Oh,
God.
No, I haven't.
She's a, we don't even know how old she is. She's got to be 70.
Really?
70?
70. Ex-vaudeville.
I'm talking about that.
She
just blurts out sound.
She spends time in peep shows to this day. She walks around with a device.
Hey, what the hell is Abe Pagoda doing in here?
That's Sandy Kate.
Hey, you filthy animal.
Hey, talking about you, dildo.
Abe Pagoda.
Yeah, I got my own here. I got my own.
I know. Horror show. Yeah. Oh, my God.
She walks around with her friend, Mr.
Dildo.
Mr. Dildo, yes.
Right. I need a...
No.
A D.
Yeah.
A P, a C.
Hey, George, don't hold back. What do you think of the lovely
Welcome
Sandy Kate?
Welcome to the show, Sandy Kate. Can I hop on the counter? We're going to burn your meat curtains with a hot crack pipe.
I look better with my
You want to be in show business, right? How are you? Oh, you're disgusting.
I'm glad I have you with me.
So what empty refrigerator box did you crawl out of today? You skank in a fright wig. Fucking House on Haunted Hill looking whore. Die. Yes. God, are you a skank. Meat curtains, hot crack pipe.
Yeah, she wore the wig today, George.
Oh, my God. What the hell is Abe Pagoda doing in here?
Yeah. All right.
Hey, wait, you know what? It might be worth it.
Oh, Jesus.
Sandy, can you show George the growth?
Oh.
Show George. Oh, show George.
He's had a sexual, George.
Yeah, show George the growth.
Really?
Ian from New York Magazine, move over so Sandy Kane can grab that microphone. You want to explain the growth, Anthony? Because we do have a couple new markets. New cities. Hold on.
She has this thing growing on let's just call it the area.
The area.
You know, there's something growing there. We think it's genital warts, but we're not sure what it is. But it's growing. It looks like the ear that they grew on the back of that lab rat, that lab mice.
Dr. Fides away from me. Go one more mic over.
All right. Sandy, would you like to show George the growth? We've all seen it.
Would you like to see it, George?
Yes, you filthy bag lady looking whore. Whatever it takes for a career.
Okay, here
Burn
it is.
Your meat curtains
Here's my V. Here's
iron.
My V.
Look at this. Look at that thing.
Oh, is that horrible?
Oh, you think I should have an operation, maybe? Take it off? Think maybe then I could get a man?
God.
I don't know. Walton's is making a big comeback.
Could you please cover it back up? Uh-oh. Cover it up.
Sorry.
Oh, my God.
You know what we call it? You ever see the movie Total Recall?
Yeah.
You know that little thing that was growing out of that guy called Quado?
Yeah.
We call that Twado.
Oh, God.
It's the conjoined twin that's just growing out of her.
Oh, God.
Must talk to Twato.
Oh, my God. I need to see a priest and visit a vomitorium. Horrible-looking person you are.
Okay.
But what about those fun bags?
Don't you like people I'm a nice person.
You're a nice person?
Yeah, I go to church on Sundays.
You're a mentally ill, filthy bag lady.
Well, I don't have a bag.
You don't have a bag?
I have a vibrator here, but that's about it.
Your vibrator's going to go gay. That's disgusting.
Well, bend over, George.
You had it customized.
Be the first
huh?
Hold on.
You're triple X.
Hold on.
I was thrown out of Johnstown, PA. So.
Yeah.
Hey, Sandy, explain to Otto and George the teeth.
Do I have to?
Well, she's very sensitive about her teeth.
Yeah, right. Hey, what teeth?
Well, you told everyone.
Yeah, I know, but, you know, it's a tragedy. Do you have a tissue?
What?
Tissue? I don't even know you.
Oh, man. You should be Kane in Singapore.
You should be Kane in Singapore.
That's why my name is Kane. But, yeah, it's, you know.
All right, listen.
What do you do exactly? How do you get money?
That's a good question, man.
Well, you know.
She works the peep shows.
No,
really?
Yeah.
Well, there was a guy on my balcony, the balcony where I live, and he was looking in at me today, and I'm wondering what I should do about that. He was, like, looking on the balcony, and I was totally nude.
It's a cop. He thought it was a crime scene.
No, then he followed me down the elevator and out the door. So I just had to air that.
So you don't want to talk about the teeth again? About the dentist and the thing he did.
Well,
to you?
No, I had this dentist, and he just.
There was a boyfriend.
Messed me, boyfriend.
There was a lover.
Lover.
I thought that's why.
I was that bad in bed that he did that.
Well, why would he do it then? I thought you guys had a little romance.
Oh, no, he was just a dentist I knew for a long time, and he had a partner, and just like, it's a long, can I show you my V again?
No.
Listen, I've had a very tragic life.
All right,
so.
All right, I'm going to explain to
the X-ray obviously. Without the bib on this filthy whore.
Oh, my God.
Die by the third rail.
Why do you say I'm a whore?
Look what you do to get on radio.
You
can't say that.
Yeah, you can't say
nice,
that.
Nice, no cursing.
Yeah, we
can't be cursing all the time.
Yeah. Can I just make one announcement, though?
Sure.
It's very important.
Yeah, of
because,
course.
Because, see, I'm on public access television, so I could do whatever I want or say anything I want or show anything. So sometimes it's hard, too. I just did a show. I could say anything I want. Gorgeous.
Right, so
I love
it's
you
hard
guys,
to,
Yeah, just because you're so good-looking, you know, and you're lucky, you know, you should... So anyway, my show, Manhattan...
So you guys want to play Broad Bingo?
Yeah, let's get a game going.
Broad Bingo.
This is tragic.
No, I'm on public access.
Just tragic.
I'm on Saturday nights from now on. And you know what? I'm inviting these two on.
Otto and George?
Yes.
Because
I think they're hysterical.
Why isn't George looking at you anymore?
I don't know.
I'm not easy to take, huh?
I don't know. I'd rather drink AIDS out of a cooler.
Well, maybe I'll do this show in the dark.
Yeah, and maybe you should off yourself from a high building. Splatter yourself in front of the Hard Rock. That'd be good for radio, too, wouldn't it, Nick?
Good exposure, huh?
Yeah. Splatter yourself.
Sandy is looking at the puppet again, really pissed.
It's my type. I like short guys.
Why am I a magnet?
I like short guys.
Like this one. All right.
What are you doing later? Let's exchange blood tests.
Had a baby, doo-da.
I like him. I like George. He's my type.
Thank you, Chris.
He's got a Woody.
Why do you put on makeup in the morning?
Why
do you do that?
Why? It doesn't work? It doesn't help?
No, I'm just saying, why? Like,
why? I look better without makeup?
I'm not saying anything. I'm just saying, why do you put makeup on in the morning?
Because I try to look better.
Oh, okay.
And I try to be Sandy Kane.
You are Sandy
Kane.
Right.
No, not when without makeup.
Oh, you're not?
And earrings and this bra.
I have a show on public access if being switched to Saturday. I also have an Etch-A-Sketch with one knob. I can only do circles. Whore with no future.
George is hilarious.
Be nice to her.
Otto, you're okay, too.
Yeah, thank you.
Right.
What do you think of those fun bags, though?
Good luck in your chosen career. I'd like to kill you with a snow shovel. That'd be good radio. Strangler and killer.
Hey, George, have you been breastfed?
Oh. Yeah, with doorknobs.
Yeah, show George your boobs there, Sandy. Maybe that'll maybe that'll turn them around.
I've seen enough.
70-year-old.
I've seen enough.
70-year-old right. boobs. Here they go.
70-year-old.
How old are you, Sandy? How old are you?
Can you keep a secret?
Yeah.
Well, that's mine.
I know. You say that every time you're on.
70 years old.
God.
The power of Christ compels you. The power of Christ compels you. I cast you out, unclean spirit. The power of Christ compels you.
He loves me, Jesus. He loves me. Yeah, Jesus is very open-minded. Yeah. Hey, scene one, scene them both.
Hey, George, would you like to see...
By the way, I talked to Jesus. He hates your guts. And he ain't too crazy about Norris, either.
George?
Yeah?
Would you like to see Sandy Kane's hemorrhoid? Oh, no!
Why do you hate me?
I ate Mexican food for the show.
What did I have to do for you?
I just came from Taco Bell.
You gave that Taco Bell?
Yeah. Would you like to see my hemorrhoid, George?
Yeah, you gotta...
I don't want to see no more.
Just don't get close. Yeah. Just give a long range.
No, you can't.
I'm going to yank my word.
Sandy, you got to move a little more that way.
All right, hold on. We're dumping out like crazy. But you guys...
I'm sorry.
You guys got to check this out.
Being honest. Okay.
You're part of the gang.
What are we
and we've
now?
All seen this, George.
The hemorrhoids?
And Otto, yeah.
Yeah, you got to see the hemorrhoid.
One hemorrhoid. We think it's more
genital
warts.
I could always see next July.
All right, George.
Look at this.
Disgusting.
Would you like to see it, George?
Yeah, but then again, I like bust fumes. All right, let's see the hemorrhoids.
Okay, all right.
Here get we go.
Look.
Let's see. I cast you out, unclean spirit.
Okay.
Is that awful?
Oh, God.
What is going on back there?
What, can you see it? I mean,
we saw it, everything.
There.
It's okay. Popping out, saying hello.
All right.
It's like a jack-in-the-box.
Oh, well, it needs exposure, you know? I mean, you know, I think rear ends are very unexposed. No one looks at you.
George, what do you think of that hemorrhoid?
Not too good. Not good at all. Not good.
It was as big as George's head.
Not good. Actually, compared to the Jay Moore TV movie of the week, that was pretty interesting. Staring to the old whore's starfish.
Hey, you'll
and I got to pay for my own parking.
Otto, you'll never forget our show now.
Oh, God.
You don't see that every day,
awful.
Huh?
Yeah. Thanks for not washing your one piece, whatever that is.
Well, it's not clean back there?
You were a
no, there was like
I wiped.
Something going on.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it was
good,
like
I wiped.
It looked like, I don't know, you ever see right where the planes hit the runway at Kennedy? It's where all the rubber rubs off. It's what it looked like. You had those skid marks going on.
Really?
But that's on flesh.
Uh-huh.
What the hell's going on back
what
there?
What is your nature now, folks, you numbnuts? Didn't Mommy and Daddy give you enough love when you were a child?
No. I guess not, anyway. But no, as long as I wipe, there's nothing brown back there.
Oh, God.
Ah! Cut it out.
I'm sorry.
God.
It's true. I would be very embarrassed.
All right, Sandy, so why are you here today?
I was going to sing the Jerry Seinfeld song.
Okay. You have a Jerry Seinfeld song.
Yes.
Is there music to this?
Yes.
All right. Well, do we have music?
Yes.
All right, we gotta take a break.
Yeah, Steve says he needs a couple minutes to get the music so Sandy can sing to it.
Great.
And we'll play Broad Bingo. So, ladies, if you're on hold, stay there. Yeah, Otto and George, you want
to
play a little round
yes,
of Broad Bingo with the fine, lovely
brown
lady
bingo.
From
brown
the show?
Bingo.
Brown.
No, not brown bingo.
Oh.
Bra bingo.
Bra. Did I say brown?
No, she said brown.
I'll never be the same.
Otto almost dropped the puck when he saw that.
I need to see a rabbi. Oh, God.
We'll be back with the Sandy Kane song, Anthony.
Great.
The Jerry Seinfeld song from Sandy Kane. In just a bit, as we go to the FU line.
Hey, thanks for calling, and here's the Opie and Anthony FU line.
A big FU goes after the city of Boston, you know. A couple of weeks ago, all the Red Sox fans, they were talking about how much the Yankees sucked because the Red Sox fans were in first place and all that stuff. Well, you know what? Look who's in first place now, huh? Let's go Yankees, baby.
Next message.
Yeah, I'd like to leave a big FU to Jones Beach. They started the fireworks before dark, and my friends and I all missed it. We're kind of pissed off. So big FU to Jones Beach because the people got killed a couple years ago. Who gives a shit? All right, thanks. Bye.
Next message.
Yeah, I want to give a big FU to my two idiot friends who decided to bust in a room last night when I was trying to get a piece. FU, you effing tool.
Next message.
Yeah, I want to leave a big FU to John the intern. He tried to fuck me at a party last week and went home with nothing. Hope you like it, you douchebag. FU.
End of message.
Opie and Anthony.
You can just tell that there was bloody child's underpants in one of their apartments.
Opie, we're worse than serial killers.
Yeah, well.
I don't understand what's so bad about teen guess what's in my pants.
The Opie and Anthony Show.
What a show this is.
Hour. By Opie and Anthony. Serving New Jersey, Connecticut, Long Island. This is 1027 WNEW. New York.
Make up your mind. Make up your mind. And I'll promise you I will treat you well. Mentally ain't there. So help me, Jesus.
This is the Opie and Anthony Show, 877-692-1027 in the studio, Otto and George.
Hi, guys. The Groove in Lyndhurst, I forgot to mention, next Thursday.
That's where you're
really
playing?
A really nice club. They have chairs.
They have chairs?
Yeah. Big time, boy.
That is
Big
nice.
You the play, Groove in Lyndhurst.
You play some holes in the wall, Otto.
It's a hole without a wall.
Just the hole.
Nah, it'll be fun. We have great shows there.
You're going to play the Brokerage as well?
I'll be at the Brokerage tomorrow night with my good friend Chips Cooney, voted Magician of the Year 4 out of 5 years in a row in the Las Vegas Journal.
Not too shabby.
Yeah.
If you like magic, smoke a fatty in the parking lot. Enjoy the magic of Chips Cooney and the lip-moving snow skills of Otto and George. With the C word.
Sandy Kane is ready. I'm
She's
here.
Ready to sing her...
We had to take a break because Sandy Kane had to get ready. She wants to sing her Jerry Seinfeld song, Anthony. We got her music ready, and I don't know why she...
Oh, my God.
Horrible.
What a...
I just want to get, like, a little stimulated.
Sandy.
Yeah, I like the 20 in your little G-string there.
Your guy outside gave it to me.
Really?
Mm-hmm. It's fake.
Yeah, and Wolverines are good house pets.
That's great. The Sandy. Feather boa she's got on, and she...
Sandy, move over to your left. I got to see what you're wearing.
Not too far.
Oof.
And she's got...
Oh, my God.
Man, I can't take much
just
more.
Just when you thought there wasn't another horrific sight on her body, we get to see another one.
I am so horny.
Are you?
Yes.
Well, good luck. Yeah.
You guys are really turning
on. You know what's a good orgasm? Suicide. Splatter yourself from the Chrysler Building.
I was going to commit suicide, but my mother would kill me.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Oh,
come on, Barney Miller's in reruns. You're not getting no money. It's time to kill yourself.
Right.
Really, seriously.
Wait, if I kill myself, you'll be the one.
Best orgasm.
You'll
suicide.
Have my blood on your hands.
Splatter your filthy body.
George, you're getting confused. That's not fish with a wig.
Oh, it's not?
No, it's Santa Fish.
No, that's Abe Vigoda.
Do I smell?
Tommy, can you get me off the hook? For old time's sake.
The meat curtain will be taped behind the toilet. It's perfect for us.
It's got the old toilet with the pull chain.
Yeah. How did that guy know what the toilet looked like? What, did he take a leak in every John in the five boroughs? Louis in the Bronx, it's perfect. What are you? This guy goes a lot. Okay.
Anyway.
Go ahead, sing your little song, and then in the back of the head with
a snow
shovel.
You know what happened?
Shovel.
I had the O&A song that I sang on my own show. I wrote
this
a song for you, Opie and Anthony song.
Yeah,
and then
great,
last night,
great.
Truth, I swear to God, I had a wet dream about Jerry Seinfeld. So it made me feel that that's a song I should sing.
All right, so...
Stop dancing around and sing already, you crypt keeper. Sing already.
He had a
sing or die.
Jerry Seinfeld had a wet dream about him.
All right.
Anyway, but
all right, we'll see if this makes the radio.
Waiting for the music.
Sandy Kane.
Yeah, it's very clean.
And her Jerry
the wet dream
Seinfeld.
Wasn't, but...
Disgusting.
Wet dream wasn't.
Really?
He's very well endowed.
Oh, no, take those away from her.
You're not allowed.
You don't need those when you sing.
Stop bringing the vibrator in here.
We got special headphones. They go back into the acetone.
That is funny. I didn't know we did that. When Santa Kane comes in here, she's got her own
special
headphones.
How much is it to steam clean a console, anyway? Disgusting.
No, don't say it.
You just,
it's okay.
Just have one,
you could say it, just don't put it in any context.
All right, don't dump out of that, please.
Okay, please, I'm sorry. Yeah.
All right, what,
It's been a tough life.
All right, I'm going to start your music, okay? Sandy, shut up!
Shut your filthy hole, you scum!
Just be quiet and sing your, well, I mean, sing your song.
Like me for my hemorrhoid.
Shut up! Yeah.
Oof.
I didn't have a hemorrhoid. Thank God.
Shut the F up, please.
Oh.
Tell Mike I always liked them.
Panties.
I can't hang my hat in Brooklyn.
No, I thought I was going to go totally naked here.
You know what? I want to see if she could do something, okay?
I thought I was going to do totally naked here.
Sandy.
What?
I want to see if you could shut up for 20 seconds, okay?
Gonna give her 20 seconds.
Starting now.
We can't let the alarm go off.
Oh, that's right.
Dead air alarm. So we'll say
you
something.
You said something. I knew she couldn't do it.
She couldn't. She talked. She was like,
I got up for 20
seconds. She just made a noise.
All right.
I was gonna sing this naked, but I guess I won't.
No, that's okay.
Yeah. No, you don't think so?
I don't know.
Take it, you guys?
No.
Take it?
Is that throw up on your bra, or is that supposed to be there?
What? Where?
I don't know, like the design. Is that throw up, or is that part of...
It's
the flower.
Ugh. That cross around your neck doesn't burn right through your chest?
I smell vermin, Poontang.
Anyway.
All right. Sandy, I'm going to start your music, okay?
Okay, baby.
Another current song. There she goes.
Jerry, Jerry Seinfeld, baby.
Don't say anything like, can't you say, blah, blah, blah. Don't, shut up.
Shush. You can't say that.
You can't say the C. Shut up. Holy F.
Sandy, shut up.
Don't.
Because now they had to jump out of
it. All right, look.
All right, look.
I want to punch you in the face.
Killer.
Listen to me.
Why can't you shut your effing trap?
How come when I'm saying you can't say something, you then say that word? Don't say it. Shut up.
Don't say anything.
Now, don't say it. The C word you said can't be said. Don't say it. I see you gearing up to say it. Oh my God. Oh, my God. What did you throw at her, Opie? What was that?
Cars. Nice.
That was a near one.
That's your Sandy.
That's your Jerry Seinfeld music.
You can't say. Oh, that was her music.
Wow. Nice rage. That was beautiful.
Wow. You got some kind of disorder.
No.
That's for sure. That's
it. She messes up to it.
No, but the lyrics are come out tonight.
Yeah, I know, but you didn't say come out tonight. You used the other version of that word, and you put it in a context.
Can I do it again? Is that way?
Don't you want her on the air?
Yeah, I do. No, but I mean, I'll do it.
Look, Otto.
You guys
Otto's
got me so horny that I had to do it that way. I am so horny that I had to say it that way.
Well, okay, look.
Can I just do it one more time?
Let's cue it back up. Let's play a game. If we have to dump out of you one more time in the show, we get to throw stuff at you.
Hello, okay. I always like them.
Everyone
pick up something you're going to throw at Sandy if she gets dumped out of again.
Okay. Right. This is what we do.
This is what we do now. See, this is what we do now to you.
Can I do this topless?
We do now to you this now.
I got
to
do topless. Oh, all right. I can't help it.
And she's got innies. You see
what
that?
What happened
she's got
to those things? What happened?
They never came out. I never developed.
Yeah.
I'm still waiting.
Was that the suction that happened when your uterus fell out? It just pulled everything in?
I don't
know
what happened to me.
Is that what happened?
It's been a tough life. They never developed. They never came out.
Sandy, there's a handsome cab driver by Central Park called. He needs you. He's got a family of tourists. He needs you to trot him through the park.
Okay, now I can sing.
All right. Is it all queued up yet?
Yeah, we're going to do it again.
All right, let's try. Now, look.
Here's the game. I'm going to throw a scissor.
I have a half full bottle of Coke. All right. Ben's got a videotape.
Otto George? Yeah.
Do you have a CB or something? I don't want
to. Violent
shit. No, you want to hurt it.
Empty bottle.
I can't hang my fun bags in Brooklyn.
All right, we're going to try the song again, Sandy, okay?
Violent people. Ooh.
All right, who wants to throw the Magic 8 Ball?
I'll do it.
All right, here we go.
Give me something hot, moderate to heavy.
Moderate to heavy.
Yeah.
All right, don't get dumped at him. Watch those words. Here she goes, Jerry Seinfeld song.
Jerry, Jerry Seinfeld, baby. Jerry,
throw it now.
Jerry Seinfeld, won't you come out tonight? Jerry, Jerry Seinfeld, baby. Jerry Seinfeld, won't you come out tonight? Jerry Seinfeld, baby. Why don't you come, Jerry Seinfeld, and you can bring Opie and Anthony too. Right. Bring Otto and bring George too, and you can ring Rick Delgado, oh, yeah. Jerry Jerry Seinfeld, baby.
Oh, screw it. Just throw things at her anyway.
I'm out tonight. I'm Jerry Seinfeld, baby.
She's got heart.
I'm Jerry, baby.
Just throw things at her anyway.
I'm Jerry Seinfeld, baby. You can bring you can bring Jerry Lewis at you. Come, Jerry Seinfeld. You can bring Jerry Springer that you Jerry. Jerry Seinfeld, baby. Come, Jerry Seinfeld.
She wants
to come out tonight. Come, Jerry Seinfeld. We're gonna be in Italy soon. Come, Jerry Seinfeld, baby. Bring Opie and Anthony too. Bring Jerry Lewis and Jim.
She's durable. Yeah, you're throwing stuff at a chick that's probably used to taking right hooks.
42nd and 8th, I worked for 10 years. Wow.
So you're used to things being thrown at you?
42nd and 8th, and comedy clubs.
Oh, my God. Did you see?
How close did the scissors come?
Not close enough.
That was... we survived the Opie and Anthony show.
Steve saw the one shot. I heaved the wiffle ball bat. It hit her right in the face. I threw Ben.
Right, I'm into S&M.
I threw Ben's iced coffee all over the front.
I'm into S&M, man. I love it. Whip me, whip me. Find me, bring me. Whip me. I love it.
Wow. Boy, well, you could take it. That's for
sure. Yeah, that's for sure.
And I must say, I don't think we dumped out of your song.
Thank you very much.
All right, Sandy Kane, everyone. I think we got to take a break, and we're gonna finish the show finally with a round of bra bingo, Anthony.
Yeah, yeah. Girls have been waiting long enough. All right.
We broke stuff in here today.
Hello,
yeah, things
bye.
Are getting broken.
Yeah.
Can I just say my show is on Saturday?
Shut up.
Saturday night's now 11.
Ah, oh, that had to hurt.
Channel 56 on Manhattan Neighbor Network. We're having you all on.
All right, why don't we play Brother Joe's Sandy Kane song as we go to break?
And we'll
play Bra Bingo next, Anthony. Brother Joe playing Bar 9 tonight.
That is right. Everybody already knows. Oh, don't worry about it.
All right, here's the Sandy Kane song. We'll be back with Otto and George, Sandy Kane, Brother Joe, and Bra Bingo. No, that's not it, man. I want to play Brother Joe's song. James.
I think that was the James Taylor one.
Here, give me that.
James!
Give me that. Here, give me that.
God damn, that was funny. Jerry checking and saying, where was J.P. Morgan to gong her?
Joe, I think
that was our own version of the gong show.
Look on the floor, because I think your song's somewhere on the floor.
Did you throw Joe's song at Sandy Kane?
I think we threw
Sometimes
it.
Sometimes sacrifices have to be made.
Oh, you know what? Wow. I don't mind. I don't
awful.
Mind.
All right, awful.
All right, we found it.
Yeah.
It was under Steve C's feet. The Sandy Kane song.
There it is.
Down, there's a patch. Oh.
It's crusty red and brown in this room. like a whole cast of Seinfeld in like an anti-drug episode. They never did stuff like that. That would have been funnier. Like, tonight on a very special Seinfeld, Jerry's been doing drugs. Why do my fingers look like little people? Who are these people? What are they doing? They're talking to each other. They're talking about me. What are they saying? George, help me, George. I have no idea, Jerry. No idea. Somebody help me. Hey, Jerry, you look like you've been seeing little people on your fingers. All this comedy all these years, we thought you're making this stuff up. Well, I guess you just let the cat right out of the bag. You can't tell. Oh, I can tell. It's written all over your face. I wrote it on my face. Well, maybe that was the little people on your fingers. Who could have done this to me?
Newman. Hello, Jerry.
Hello, Newman.
I said what Ross said. I'm Jerry Garcia and Grateful Dead come up with stabs. You haven't seen them, have you?
Seen them. I licked them. Now I'm seeing little people on my fingers. You ruined my life. You're in everybody's life. In fact, you're the guy who dropped that thing and ruined Jurassic Park. And you guys got it. The first radio station ever to get my bit.
Of course. Come on, get that's it, great. That was Newman.
Bravo, man.
Newman screwed the whole damn thing up.
Jerry, I'm back again.
Driving that Jeep in the mud.
Yeah.
Hey, there's Frank. Nothing better than a good Newman. I love it.
The Opie and Anthony Show.
It's usually just a bunch of guys sweating and burping and farting.
Hail to the kings of the radio.
Stacker 2, the world's strongest fat burner, Anthony.
Yeah, anyone out there brave the beach? You're still trying to fit into the bathing suit? Time to take the one product guaranteed to work in 45 minutes. Stacker 2, the world's strongest fat burner. It's got natural appetite suppressants in it. Stops the cravings, and it gives you the boost of energy you need to get through the workout of the workday or whatever. Stacker 2 works, and you take one little yellow capsule. In 45 minutes, you feel the effect. If you're still gorging yourself with food even after you're full, just listen to the past 20 minutes of this program, and you'll puke. God, I can't get over her. She's out there going, hey, that was a good song, Joe. Hey.
I love that lady.
Yeah.
And then I go, hey.
Literally?
No. She goes, hey, can I suck your I swear to God.
Oh, really?
And I go, no. And she goes, why? You don't like oral? I'm like, what are you saying?
I told her I was gay. I have an ounce of
Joe, Brother Joe had to tell her he's gay.
I told her I was gay.
Yeah. Yeah. Swear to God, I walked out, and she asked how the song was. I'm like, hey, yeah, it went great. And she goes, hey, can I suck your
oh, like, my no. God. 1-800-LIGHTLINE, 1-800-LITELINE, or get it at GNC, Rite Aid, Eckerd Genovese, Vitamin Shop, ShopRite, and Stop and Shop, Stacker 2.
OP, Anthony, 1027, WNEW.
We are back with the OP and Anthony Show, 877-692-1027.
Not much time left.
Yeah, we got bad news. We're not going to be able to play another round of Broad Bingo today. So someone please remind me tomorrow or remind us tomorrow. We'll play it. But, I mean, come on. We had Otto and George in here. The Sandy Kane thing.
We got to throw stuff at Sandy Kane.
That stuff was hilarious.
I think the girl with missing a foot showed up.
Yeah, another reason why we can't play Broad Bingo, because the cute girl with one leg is here.
Oh, okay.
Well, we don't have much time.
We only have like 5 minutes left in the show.
Bring her in quickly.
Yeah, let's bring Emma in. She's going to be part of Cripple Bouts.
Jeez.
Let's see. Does she limp? Does she limp? She walk okay? Let me see.
Hi.
Hey, oh, wait, you're walking kind of funny.
Not really.
I'm not. Yeah, I can do a jig if you want me to.
Well, no. Get Earl in here.
Hey, Emma, you are hot.
Yeah, I told you I was. What did you think I was lying?
Right. You're the one that lost your leg below the knee in the car accident, right?
Yes.
That's Otto and George.
Hi, Otto.
Hello.
Hi, George.
Hello.
Hi.
George the puppet. What's wrong?
I didn't realize that George was a puppet when I was listening to the radio.
Really?
So, yeah.
I'm a puppet.
I see you are.
He's a puppet, but he's real. You'll see. You'll start staring at him if you stay in here long enough.
No, I got to see the foot.
Yeah.
Okay.
I
brought in my spare one, and it doesn't have a foot on it because I was moving stuff into my apartment, and the foot flew off while I was walking up the stairs. It was pretty funny until I realized I couldn't walk.
Oh, you got one of those cool fake feet.
The little spring pad thing.
The spring pad thing.
No, there used to be a foot.
For the Nike commercial.
Yeah, exactly, except there used to be a foot on the bottom of this.
Oh, you don't have the one with the foot, though, and the painted toenails?
No, I'm wearing that one.
Oh, let me see.
All right.
Come over here and put your leg up on the console near Anthony and Otto and George.
Okay, hold on.
We could have used the one with the hook on it when Sandy was singing.
Thrown it at her.
I was going to throw it at her. I was so excited. I was late.
To throw your leg at her would have been great. Right. And Emma, how old are you? Like 20?
20.
Yeah.
Wow, look at that.
Holy shit.
Look, it's like a real leg.
That is a real
leg.
Only
it's not. What about the, let me see the toes.
There's no toes on it.
There's no toes?
I thought you painted the fake toes and stuff.
I was on that. There used to be toes on that one, but then the foot flew off. So this one, it just looks like I have no... You'll see it.
It looks like a foot
more.
With no toes?
Yeah.
Cool.
Like
really you seem all right with this.
Oh, I'm very, very all right with it. Yeah, I think it's hilarious.
She can move around like no problem. You
look,
see
it looks
moving?
Like a real foot in the sock, and then... Whoa!
No toes!
Cool.
No toes.
Wait, wait, lift it up. Lift it up.
Oh, my God.
That's a Barbie weird. Foot.
She got a Barbie
she
foot.
She got a Barbie foot.
Whoa, she just took it off. Cool. She could take the foot off. Yeah. How does that stay on?
Suction, right?
Yeah.
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 Like a
yeah.
pin.
Suction.
Wear a sock.
Look at that. Yeah, she's got like a whole pin thing going on there.
Yeah,
you have your knee.
I have my knee.
Thank God for that, huh?
Yeah. Yeah, definitely. Wow.
Is this an alcohol-related crash?
No.
No?
Jesus.
This was my best friend playing
That's
chicken in the rain
bizarre.
At 11 o'clock.
God.
All right.
She was playing chicken?
Away.
He was, yeah.
He was?
Yeah.
Jesus.
Did he lose or what? I mean, like me?
Yeah, he definitely lost.
What's wrong with him?
Nothing.
That's why he didn't lose then.
Yeah, basically. That's why I got a fat $15,000 leg sitting on your table right now.
How much money did you get in the lawsuit?
My insurance company sued his insurance company, so
of
it wasn't
course.
Actually. So I got about $200,000.
Hey, Tyga in Africa?
Yeah, George, the tiger in Africa.
So are you going to be part of Cripple Bouts?
I don't know. I'm kind of debating it.
Yeah.
I mean, I could kick some ass, but I think I'll probably be the only one-legged girl up there, so.
Well, we can get
probably.
Another one-legged girl.
Another one-legged girl?
Yeah. Then we'll figure out what you guys could do.
Okay.
Definitely.
If you can find another girl, definitely do it.
When you go out with guys, you let that out of the bag right away?
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah?
I'm not going to, like, be in bed with somebody.
Like, hey, can I buy you a drink? Okay, but I have one leg. Is that, like, right away?
No, I'm...
It doesn't,
like,
seem like it doesn't seem like it affects her at
it
all,
It doesn't
though.
Affect me at all. Like, I don't even notice fine. It, like, 90% of the time, but then... You know, if I'm going to be in bed with somebody, I'm definitely
right.
going to tell them beforehand.
Better say something, sure.
Yeah.
Have you ever?
I've had some incidents.
Have you ever stabbed the fake leg in front of people just to freak them out?
That'd be cool. I'll put a staple in my leg. Watch.
I got in a fight with a guy at a bar in Alphabet City a couple weeks ago, and I took my leg off and was about to hit him over the head with it, but my friends kind of stopped me.
Marry
before
a weapon.
That happened.
He's got a weapon with
nice.
Him.
Yeah.
You could kick someone in the face. You don't
definitely
even have to do
could.
Anything.
I like this
Titanium.
Girl. She's feisty.
What kind of situations
Titanium.
Did you say you were in?
I was, like, sleeping with someone and my leg fell off. That was kind of a bad one.
Wow. And he didn't know?
No, he knew, but it was just weird. Like, you know, whatever. We're humping and all of a sudden my leg flies off. You know?
Wow, I'm good. Appendages fly off the chicks when I nail them.
Yeah.
Whoa.
During sex, the leg flies off. Hey,
every once in a while.
I haven't heard that one before.
No.
That's a new one.
It's like
brand
Deuce Bigelow, you know?
Yeah.
I get the Deuce Bigelow jokes all the time.
Hey, you saw that?
Yeah.
I can't be involved with the Deuce Bigelow jokes because I haven't seen it.
How about one-legged twister?
Yeah.
Oh, you could win on that, too.
Oh,
just,
yeah.
you know, right foot green. You just pop it off and lean
exactly.
over on it.
You can play two boards at once.
I've never played with my... Oh, yeah. I've never played with my leg off, but I should definitely try it.
All right.
That sucks.
I know. Very end of the show now. We got to get out of here, right now.
We're going to continue with Emma in New York for a little while. Otto, real fast plug because we got to leave our...
The Groove in Lyndhurst will be burning Sandy Kane with hot crack pipes a week from Thursday in Lyndhurst.
And the Brokerage
tomorrow night. And most important, Jenkinson's Monday in Point Pleasant.
Okay.
All you animals come down. It's a great drinking bar next to the Tiki Bar. You know where it is.
Right on. Yeah. Otto and George, it's always a pleasure. We're going to continue with Emma in just a bit. And to everyone else out there, we got to leave. Sorry.
Love you, O&A.
Thank
How
you, Otto.
Goes. And we will see you tomorrow.
We'll see most of the cities tomorrow, and we'll continue with New York next.
You guys have deteriorated to beyond belief right now.
Thank you. Man, we got to continue with Emma for a minute here. Emma was telling us during the commercials that, I asked her, I go, all kidding aside, when you had your accident and realized you lost your leg, were you traumatized at any point? And she has a really good story to tell. Emma, just say what you just said.
It wasn't just the leg. You were pretty bad, huh?
Well, I broke pretty much all the bones in my left leg, all the bones in my right leg, punctured my liver, punctured my lung, broke my collarbone.
Ow.
And I died, and I came back to life, but I didn't. They put me under so much morphine that I didn't know what was going on for 2 weeks. So yeah. I just woke up after 2 weeks, had no idea what had happened. I just like didn't
like, hey, what happened? Boy, yeah. That was some party.
Yeah, exactly. I had no idea, like nothing.
So that they do like we have some good news and some bad news. The good news, you were dead, but we were able to bring you back to life. Then what's the bad news? Well, you're missing
a leg.
The weirdest thing about it actually was that apparently when they rolled me into the hospital, and I don't remember this, I asked the doctor if I was going to be able to walk, and he said yeah. And then I asked him if I was going to have a leg, and he said no. So when I actually woke up in the hospital, I didn't remember anything that had happened, but I already knew that I didn't have a leg.
Oh, you remember that?
Yeah. I don't remember saying that or anything, but I just but knew that know. I didn't have a leg. Yeah.
Now, when you were dead, anything?
No, I got completely gypped out of my near-death experience. No
you got
tunnel,
the discount
no
store version of the death experience.
Exactly. Nothing.
No white light, no grandma, no walk.
Nothing.
Toward the light, Caroline. Nothing
no.
like that.
Jesus was not there. Like,
no Jesus,
no,
no nothing.
Gates, nothing.
God, that's depressing.
I know.
I like hearing the near death with all, like, it's great. It was warm light was bathing over me. All my dead relatives were there to greet me. It's like, okay, well, maybe
it's,
if I croak, it won't be that bad.
Continuous yeah. orgasm.
Yeah,
it was
right.
nothing, right?
For eternity.
They had me under too much morphine. They just let me do
nothing.
It natural. I'm sure I would have had some
nothing.
Of that.
Nothing. You just rot in
no,
a box.
Something tells me if you're dead, you don't feel morphine.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Right.
It's like, oh, I was dead. I would have had a great experience. But, dude, I was effed up, man. Yeah. I went in front of Christ. I didn't even know what I was saying. I was real a-hole. I called him a dick.
Yeah, I don't think the morphine follows you into death.
Maybe not.
Although maybe it does. Who the hell am I?
Yeah.
I don't know.
I don't
Let's
know.
Kill Sandy Kane and ask her. I got no problems with that.
Well, look at this. We got a new friend, Emma.
Yeah.
One-legged Emma.
Yeah.
You'll have to come in early on a show so we can hang out with you.
Yeah,
definitely. I love you guys. I listen to you every day on my
cool.
way home from work.
Come back tomorrow or whenever you want, all right, Emma?
All right. Thank you guys for having me.
We
no
got
problem.
Some tickets to see the Cult and Monster Magnet at the Convention Hall in Asbury Park, New Jersey.
In Beirut.
All right.
Want to see the Cult and Monster Magnet at Convention Hall in Asbury Park, New Jersey on Friday? Tickets still available through Ticketmaster. We have
10
pairs of tickets.
Look at the girl.
If you want to see the Cult and Monster Magnet, give us a call. 212-757-1027. Can't play What Do We Learn Today, but that's okay. That means we had a real busy show. So, Anthony, why don't we tell the fine folks about Sam Adams?
Yes, Sam Adams. Yeah, you'll love it. Believe me, we drink it here all the time. We love it. Icy cold Sam Adams. They got something going on here with the All-Star Game. If you go to samadams.com, you could take this little survey. It's which one of the following world-class baseball pitchers from the past and present would you like to share a picture of Sam with? What? Is Jim Cook losing his mind now completely?
I have a great idea. I'm going to put a survey which pitchers you'd like to drink a pitcher with.
Oh, is that it? I just said it. Now I get it. A pitcher you want to drink a pitcher with. Ho-ho!
There you have it. Go to samadams.com for the survey results.
Check it out. And drink a lot of Sam's before you go to samadams.com.
Really fast, Anthony. Brian from Philly. Oh,
yeah.
He's not even listening to his instant feedback. Sucks to be Brian right now. I learned that we should declare Angela the winner of the Moms That Like to F contest, but would not fall asleep next to. Mike from Verona. I learned that Liz only has 4 fingers on her right hand. There were some great What Do We Learns that we're just not going to get
to. Yeah.
Don't forget, tomorrow we will announce the winner of the Mom I'd Like to F contest.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so you got to vote at WNEW.com, but you guys all know that.
Right.
It was more for the people in the other cities.
Yeah.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you. We see you tomorrow.